manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Expect it to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military.
I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right?
So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5, 1460 AM.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. In response to COVID-19, NFI has scheduled online Zoom classroom sessions for CCW and CCW renewal. These online courses will be followed up with live fire range training, which will complete your certification. Follow-on range training is done with the same great instructors you've come to know and love. Give us a call today at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
I'm Lee Hole.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Roots.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
Of the charge that you're going to pay for just making the trade, then you don't make the trade. That is not the case with Robin Hood. Robin Hood is a zero commission service. It makes its money in a variety of other ways. Okay, but what Robin Hood did yesterday is absolutely insane. And we are going to have to get to the bottom of this. Right? We're going to have to find out why Robin Hood did this, whether it was an inside job, whether members of the government were calling up Robin Hood to help up their hedge fund buddies because the hedge funds were losing hand over fist yesterday. So what exactly did Robin Hood do? Well, Robin Hood decided that it was going to simply cut off trading on GameStop and a variety of other stocks that the Reddit guys were going after. They just decided we're not going to allow you to participate in buying of that stock. Then apparently they also engaged in forced sale of some of the stock. So they were saying to people, okay, we know you don't want to sell the stock. We know you want to hold the stock because you want to burn these hedge fund guys. We're not going to let you do that. We're going to sell the stock for you. And those were the allegations that were flying around yesterday. That's nuts. It's probably illegal. If it is not illegal, it should be illegal. Okay, the basic idea that you can essentially sell people's stock without their permission is crazy. Hey, it's just as crazy to say that small stock players don't get to be involved in the market in the same way that the hedge fund guys are, and that Robin Hood is just going to cut it off if they don't like what they are seeing. That's nuts. That's wild. Now, I will say this. Now, Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez was very upset about this yesterday. She said, this is unacceptable. This is unacceptable. We now need to know more about Robinhood app's decision to block retail investors from purchasing stock while hedge funds are freely able to trade the stock as they see fit. As a member of the Financial Services Committee, I'd support a hearing if necessary. Right? This is what she tweeted yesterday. Ted Cruz agreed. Now, I understand why Ted Cruz would be in favor of folks freely trading in the free market on a free app. Like, I get it. I don't understand why AOC would be. AOC is a socialist, so I literally do not understand why she wants more access by small investors to free markets. The real answer is that she doesn't, right? She doesn't want you to have access to free markets, and she doesn't want hedge funds to have access to free markets, and she's using a convenient club to beat up the markets, essentially. But that is, in and of itself, a little bit funny. So Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez, she's not wrong on this. It is, in fact, unacceptable. I don't know what her motivation is. I don't know why she's all of a sudden, I guess it's the double standard that is her motivation. In reality, her preferred cure would not be that you, the small investor, get to play in the markets. Her preferred cure would be to shut down the markets altogether, presumably. But she's not wrong that what Robin Hood did yesterday is truly egregious. The New York State Attorney General said that her office was actively reviewing concerns about activity on the Robin Hood app, including trading related to GameStop stock. Unclear whether she is investigating the Reddit folks or whether she is actually investigating Robin Hood. According to The Week, Robin Hood should consider changing its name to the Sheriff of Nottingham. The past 2 days have turned Wall Street on its head as Reddit users colluded to buy massive amounts of GameStop stock with the explicit aim of hurting hedge funds that profit off shorting the typically falling stock. Now, again, I don't think there's anything morally wrong with shorting. I think shorting is just a way of repricing the market. A lot of that GameStop trading happened on Robin Hood, a free app that allows people to trade small amounts of stocks. But on Thursday, Robin Hood decided to betray its name and halt purchases of GameStop stock as well as stock from other nostalgic companies. Now, that is a far bigger problem than anything that the Redditors decided to do. I mean, that is a way bigger problem. When you are saying a particular class of people are not allowed to trade in the stock market because we don't like what they are doing, that is elitism at its finest. It is market manipulation. If you think that the Reddit guys were manipulating the market by banding together and buying GameStop stock in order to shoot up the price artificially and thus to squeeze all of the hedge fund guys, if you think that was artificially playing with the markets and manipulating the markets, it is way worse for the app itself, not individuals to collude together, the app itself and the big hedge fund guys to collude to basically stop small investors from trading in the markets. That's nuts. It's absolutely tyrannical in the colloquial sense. We'll get back to more of this in just a second. First, investors, how about a 10% steady real estate-backed monthly cash flow? Have you thought about the only one true supply-constrained asset, real estate? Intelligent, savvy investors need to check out NRIA. NRIA is one of the nation's top specialists and offers 10% annualized monthly payouts with bonuses targeted to 21%. With NRIA, you could see a 10% return on monthly payments with bonuses. You can even use your 401k or IRA to invest. NRIA's 15-year track record and $1.2 billion in new construction development backs you. Invest in this hard asset real estate cash flow fund today for 10% monthly payouts and bonuses. Every smart investor should consider it. Call now, 800-754-83. That is 800-754-83 or visit NRIA.net. An offer to buy or sell any security is only made by private placement memorandum. Read it first. See us at NRIA.net. Okay, so Robinhood said in a Thursday blog post that after the recent volatility, it wasn't allowing the purchase of new stock from GameStop, AMC, BlackBerry, Bed Bath & Beyond, Cost Headphones, and Nokia, as well as Naked Brands, which may have gotten caught up in the shutdown after a Wednesday direct offering campaign. Robinhood also raised the margin requirements for some securities, meaning users have to now front more of their own money to buy the securities, ostensibly benefiting those with more cash. Right, so now, instead of you being able to borrow money in order to buy the stock, now they're going to make you put up your own money in order to buy the stock. TD Ameritrade and Charles Schwab also increased margin requirements for GameStop stock on Wednesday. Robinhood put out a statement. The statement is ridiculous on its face. The Robinhood statement says that they are trying to protect their users. What, from their users? Like that's their statement? They said that they were trying to help their customers navigate this uncertainty. Okay, everybody who's buying in knows exactly what the game is. If you don't know what the game is, you shouldn't be buying in. Everybody knows that this is basically a giant ass prank in which a bunch of people who got in early on the action are going to make a lot of money, and the hedge fund guys are going to pay through the nose. The Verge noted that one hedge fund suffering amid the GameStop surge was Melvin Capital Management, and this is where things get really ugly. So one of the things that is suspected here is that Robinhood basically stopped trading on GameStop because one of the big institutional investors that had shorted GameStop was Melvin Capital Management. It incurred like $2 billion of losses over the past 48 hours. Okay, it also happens that they are a borrower, apparently, from another hedge fund called Citadel. So Citadel has a big share of Melvin Capital Management or some assets under management. Citadel's founder is Ken Griffin, who founded Citadel Securities. Citadel Securities is a giant investor in Robinhood. They also work with TD Ameritrade and Charles Schwab. So what it looks like to the suspicious eye is like Citadel was losing money via Melvin Capital because they had to keep bailing out Melvin Capital. And so they went to this other app that they essentially own or are heavy investors in. And they said, you know what would be great is if you guys could stop the bleeding, that'd be amazing. And then Robinhood, because they know that their chief investors were unhappy, decided to completely undercut their central mission and just stop low-level traders from engaging in these sorts of plays. Okay, that is really, really bad stuff. And probably illegal stuff. Okay, it is ugly all the way through. Now, as of this morning, several retailer stockbrokers, including Robinhood, said they would allow trades of GameStop again and other volatile companies after restricting customer ability to purchase securities earlier in the day. Starting tomorrow, they said we plan to allow limited buys of these securities, only limited though. Right? So they're not going to allow you to run up the stock price again. We'll continue to monitor the situation and may make adjustments as needed. Robinhood said Thursday morning it would limit buying of the kinds of securities that have sparked an enormous rally in shares of GameStop, the video game retailer at the heart of the frenzy, and AMC Entertainment Holdings, the movie theater chain, and a number of other companies. The decision, of course, drew fire. As I mentioned, AOC didn't like it. Senator Ted Cruz agreed. Again, I don't really understand why AOC doesn't like it, other than she doesn't like Wall Street and sees an opportunity to bash Wall Street. The reality is she doesn't want you to be able to trade in the market. She doesn't like the markets, period. Right, so the sort of I'm seeing a lot of folks on the left being like, yeah, Robinhood needs to allow everybody to trade in the markets. What they're really interested in is the fact that these guys hurt the hedge funds. They're not interested in people being able to trade in the markets. Right? If Robinhood had decided to restrict its users to fewer trades overall without any of the attempts to take down the hedge funds, I don't think anybody on the left would be complaining about that. They're looking for heavy regulation. They're looking for more regulation of the markets, not less regulation of the markets. But welcome to the Libertarian Party, comrades. I mean, seriously, come on in. Join the fun. Robinhood said that it was not favoring big traders. They said that they did all of this because of financial requirements, including SEC net capital obligations and clearinghouse deposits. They say it was a risk management decision was not made on the direction of the market makers we route to. Webull, another trading app, said customers would only be able to liquidate positions they had in GameStop, AMC, and COS before they lifted restrictions in the afternoon. So it looked like all of a sudden, all of these apps decided all at once that they were going to restrict people from doing what they were doing, which is wild and crazy and dangerous and obviously requires investigation. Senator Mike Lee has pledged that he would like to launch an investigation into all of this. Ugly, ugly stuff. Meanwhile, Google is salvaging Robinhood's one-star rating by deleting nearly 100,000 negative reviews. So people went on to Robinhood and they were like, okay, this app sucks because I can't do what I want to do. Google then deleted all of that, which is just another way of rigging the market. Right? If the big, this falls into the broader category of the big tech bros, they have too much power to shut things down. They do. It is a problem. It is a real problem. That does not mean that government regulation is per se the answer to this. It does mean that if all of these apps can be leveraged into shutting down the common man, then these apps have way too much power. And unfortunately, as we have seen with Parler, when you start building alternatives, the new move is shut down the alternatives by big tech and by government. So it, we are living in an authoritarian moment. It is an authoritarian moment, and it is coming very often from the people who said at the beginning that they were going to be the democratizers. Remember, Robinhood's thing was, let everyone trade. Well, everyone with a little asterisk. Yeah, the everyone does not include you so long as you're hurting hedge fund guys. We'll get to more of this in just one moment. First, let's talk about the fact that this is the year when you're going to improve yourself, right? Well, there are a lot of things you can do to improve your life, improve yourself that involve wireless earbuds. More and more these days. I mean, we're talking about following directions in the kitchen to learn to cook or binging an audiobook while learning to knit or powering through that new workout. You need a great pair of wireless earbuds. How can you make that happen? Well, you can grab a pair of Raycons. Raycon makes great sound accessible to everyone. Their wireless earbuds start at half the price of other premium audio brands. Guess what? If you think having white stems dangling out of your ears looks silly, well, that's something you don't have to worry about with Raycons. They come in a range of stylish colors, but always with that comfortable in-ear fit for a more discreet look. They don't just look great. Raycons perform wherever you take them, up to 6 hours of playtime, water and sweat-resistant construction, Bluetooth that pairs quickly and seamlessly. You've heard me say all this before. If you still don't have a pair of Raycons, really got to wonder why. Raycon is currently offering 15% off all their products for my listeners. Here's what you got to do to go get that deal. Go to buyraycon.com/Ben. That's it. You get 15% off your entire Raycon order. So feel free to grab a pair and a spare. That is 15% off at buyraycon.com/Ben. Buyraycon.com/Ben. Alrighty, coming up, the left, suddenly very, very upset that small players are not allowed to trade in the stock market. Since when are they in favor of free markets? This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Paid for by Bar Justice. Attention. Have you or a loved one been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months? Zantac may be linked to these cancers. Bladder, colorectal, esophageal, intestinal, kidney, liver, ovarian, pancreatic, stomach, testicular, and uterine. If you or a loved one have been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months, call now. Never stop taking medication without first consulting a physician. Call right now for a free consultation. Call 800-379-9550. 800-379-9550.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Last Tuesday, someone broke into my car and robbed me blind. Or at least that's what would have happened if I didn't have Vivint. Instead, my Vivint Outdoor Camera Pro detected him and scared him away with a light and a whistle. Want peace of mind? Stop crime before it happens with a Vivint system. Vivint, all is well. Call 833-420-4070 to get started today. That's 833-420-4070.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers.
Call 800-715-9880.
That's right, annuity do's and don'ts for baby boomers and annuity rate report, both absolutely free for calling today.
Call 800-715-9880. That's 800-715-9880.
Sponsored by Annuity General. Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Welcome back to the Ben Shapiro Show. So there's a certain irony to the fact that the Alexandra Ocasio-Cortezes of the world are upset now at Robinhood. They want more people to be able to trade in the free market. Weird. They're socialists. The reason they are upset is because they see this as a sort of French Revolution class-conscious moment. That is what they see this as, right? The hedge fund guys being taken down by the little guys, and that's good, and we don't want the little guys taken down that way. I have a broader point. I don't really like that kind of stuff. What I do like is the idea that people can trade as they see fit. So I have a broader principle to protect, which is hedge fund guys are allowed to short, and you should be allowed to short. Hedge fund guys are allowed to engage in short squeezes, you should be allowed to engage in short squeezes. It is that simple. It is the neutral principle. I do not think the neutral principle applies to people who are conveniently joining this cause from the left. I think that a lot of people conveniently joining the free market cause from the left are doing so specifically because they like that in this instance, this is targeted at hurting Wall Street generally. Now, that was my sort of objection yesterday, is I was pointing out that what this really does is it undermines confidence in markets generally. But that said, it is not criminal. They're allowed to do it, and the market's going to make up for that because that's what markets do. They adjust. So the alliance of convenience remains an alliance of convenience, but better than not having an alliance of convenience, I suppose. CNN's Poppy Harlow, again, not somebody who I would generally think of as a free marketeer, was asking, how is it not rigging the game if you can just cut off Reddit investors anytime you don't like what they're doing?
These folks feel like this whole thing is rigged against them, and this is their chance, with social media, their chance to actually have a voice.
But how is it fair for them then? I mean, Reddit is saying, look, we want to protect our investors. But by the way, if you cut them off from making the moves that they want to make with their own money, for whatever reason they want to make it, and you don't cut off the hedge funds and you don't cut out Wall Street, how is that not rigging the game?
That's exactly what people are complaining about this morning.
Okay, and that complaint is, it happens to be exactly right. This is not Robin Hood anymore. Now it's just the Sheriff of Nottingham, right? It is just taking money from the common man and making sure that the hedge funds get what they need. Now, what Robin Hood is going to say is, right, we're forcibly selling your stocks at a massive profit. How is that a loss to you? And the answer is, the real reason that many of these people are doing this is not because they want to make a massive profit. It's because they want to screw the hedge fund guys, right? I mean, that's really what this is about. And they have every right to do that. I may not agree with their motivation. I may think that it's wrongheaded. They have every right to do it. It's a free country. I have the same standards when it comes to free markets as I do when it comes to free speech. I may not like what you say, but you have the right to say it. I may not like how you trade, but you do, in fact, have the right to trade. Okay, so a little bit of a neutral principle, I think, would go a long way here. There will be an investigation into, like, I want to know, did anybody in the Biden White House, there were rumors flying around yesterday from insiders at Robinhood that people in the White House had called up Robinhood and tried to exert pressure. If that's true, that should be a massive scandal. If it's true that there are folks in the government who are calling up a private company like Robinhood and telling Robinhood to essentially cut off its own users, that's crazy. Okay, and that needs to be fully investigated. I would expect a congressional investigation on that. By the way, if it turns out that Citadel decided that they were going to go to Robinhood and pressure Robinhood into cutting off their own users, that seems like market manipulation at a fairly high level and probably violates the law. So the really bad thing that happened over the past 48 hours is not these jokers burning the money, right? The really bad thing that happened over the past 48 hours is the reaction to that. As always in America, or as usual in America, even when something happens that a lot of people don't like, the reaction tends to be significantly worse than the original action. Even if you didn't like the original action, I know there are a lot of people who did. I had a lot of feedback on yesterday's show. People were very angry that I wasn't like fully on board with the giant attempt to take down the hedge fund guys. I get it. I get where you're coming from. We can disagree on that. What I think we all agree on is that it is deeply wrong for Robinhood or any other app to deplatform its own users because they don't like how the users are engaging in free market transactions. That's wild. Okay, meanwhile, Janet Yellen, who's the Treasury Secretary, it turns out that she received around $810,000 in speaking fees from the hedge fund that bailed out one of the primary losers in the recent GameStop frenzy, according to Fox News. Janet Yellen's financial disclosure shows her making $337,500 for multiple days in October 2020 from Citadel. She banked $292,500 in October 2019, $180,000 in December of that year. Now, is she actually going to recuse herself when it comes time to look at the regulations here? The reports are this morning that she will, in fact, recuse herself as well. She should. Alrighty, coming up, our culture of freedom is under assault from, it appears, pretty much all sides. We'll talk about it. This is The Ben Shapiro Show.
Did the Redding summer heat put a toll on your vehicle? Is your paint faded, peeling, or even scratched up? It'll get worse faster than you think. You may think it's way too expensive to have painted. Well, think again. You can bring it to Maaco here in Redding and get a professional paint job and save big with their $4.99 special. Maaco also has interest-free loans for up to a year OAC. Maaco, America's Body Shop, 3045 Crossroads Drive. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992. Have you been involved in a minor accident and find it's not big enough to go through your insurance company? Bring it to Maaco and get it fixed at a fraction of the cost. Remember, it's your choice where you go to have your vehicle repaired. Call Maaco for uncompromised quality, quick turnaround times, and all work backed by the National Maaco Warranty. Maaco, America's Body Shop. Stop in at 3045 Crossroads Drive or call 226-0992. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992.
Hey, guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com. Join me weekday mornings from 6 to 7 with the Sue McClain News Hour. I'll have your up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by free fire radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. From noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal to riding routes, pop culture, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com.
These are unprecedented times. Challenging how the YMCA works to strengthen community as we have for nearly 170 years. But we've always found ways to help people and communities in times of crisis. Right now, Ys across the country are providing emergency childcare, shelter, food programs, and outreach to seniors. But we can't do it alone. Whether you're connected to the Y or have a fond Y memory, we need you to stay with us. Reach out to your local Y today and stay with us for a better us.
Did you know that the City of Redding has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Redding area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Redding.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge.
The total questions on the citizenship test have increased from 100 to 128. Questions about freedom of the press and religion have decreased. Questions about religious freedom have declined from 7 to 3. And freedom of the press questions are gone altogether. Visit PJI.org.
Learn more about our ministry and get exclusive email updates by registering for The Legal Insider at PJI.org.
Call Coach One Tax Group, 800-312-9970. Stanley from New York owed $93,000. The IRS placed a levy on his bank account. Coach One released the levy and settled with the IRS for $2,000. Mark in Michigan owed $225,000. After Coach One stepped in, Mark walked away paying less than $1,500. Call Coach One now. A 10-minute call can save you up to 93% on your back taxes. Get your fresh start today. That's 800-312-9970.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Welcome back to the Ben Shapiro Show. So, freedom is under assault on a wide variety of levels, from freedom of speech and association to now free markets. The Winklevoss twins, who are original Facebook investors, they were on CNBC explaining why they are afraid of what just happened with Robinhood. Obviously, they know something about investment, and they were pointing out that this is a lockout of regular people. That's what's going on here.
I think this is a much larger issue in the threat of our country and its fragility and what's happening in the inequality. And frankly, the hypocrisy of the political leaders who say, you can't open your business and run your business and make a living during the pandemic. We won't pass a stimulus bill in time. And, oh, by the way, now you can't trade. You know, what's the next thing they're going to control and say you can't do?
Hey, that is 100% correct. That is 100% correct. Okay, the levels of control that are now being exerted by institutions inside and outside the government should terrify everybody who believes in individual freedom. Okay, freedom is not only dependent on government non-regulation. Freedom is also dependent on a culture of freedom. A culture of freedom where people tolerate other people's activities even if they disagree with those activities. This holds true in freedom of religion. It holds true in freedom of association. It holds true in freedom of speech. And it holds true in freedom of contract in free markets. Okay, the fact that there are so many people who seem willing to throw that out depending on where their interest lies on a daily basis is pretty ugly stuff. Speaking of which, we should be able to unify around individual rights, right? We should be able to unify around basic American principles. Unfortunately, all that unity talk was a bunch of crap. Right? That is not a thing that is real at all from the Democratic Party at this point. Joe Biden was saying that he is very much in favor of unity, right? Unity this and unity that. So much unity happening everywhere. So much unity. There's only one problem. By unity, it turns out, as I suggested, unity can be achieved one of two ways. One is we sit down with each other, we agree to disagree, and then we leave each other alone. That is a unity. Or you could have unity in just the purge, in shut up and do what I want you to do. Unity in obey. Jen Psaki, White House press secretary, she suggested yesterday that Joe Biden's massive executive orders, by the way, that are so extensive and so numerous that the New York Times wrote an editorial yesterday asking Joe Biden to cut back on the executive orders. The New York Times, because Joe Biden in his first week in office issued well over 30 executive orders compared to like 5 from Trump, 4 from Obama, 0 from Clinton, I believe, 1 from George W. Bush. Biden basically just threw them out there like candy. Here's Jen Psaki saying that's all unifying. It's unifying stuff, as it turns out.
Part of unifying the country is addressing the problems that the American people are facing and working to reach out to Democrats and Republicans to do exactly that. And that's exactly what he's doing. In terms of executive actions, he also ran with a commitment to take steps immediately to address the pain and suffering that the American people were feeling. And that includes overturning some of the detrimental, harmful, and at times immoral policies and actions of the prior administration.
It's so unifying. Don't you see how unifying it is to have a rotating dictator that we elect every 4 years who just puts forth a bunch of executive orders? Super unifying stuff right there. Speaking of some of that unity, so what was one of the executive orders? Well, he signed a presidential memorandum on Thursday to reverse restrictions on abortion access domestically and abroad, imposed and expanded by the Trump administration. Ooh, exciting stuff. The memorandum will, quote, reverse my predecessor's attack on women's health access, Biden told reporters. Now, I was informed by Jen Psaki that he is a very good Catholic. Remember, she was asked about this last week in terms of Biden on abortion. She said, well, I would just remind you, he's a very good Catholic. Oh, a very good Catholic who wants taxpayer funding for foreign abortions. Sounds super Catholic to me. Biden said the measure, quote, relates to protecting women's health at home and abroad, reinstates the changes made to Title X and other things, making it harder for women to have access to affordable health care as it relates to their reproductive rights. Oh, so many euphemisms there for killing babies. So many euphemisms. So that rescinds the so-called Mexico City policy every 4 years. It is reversed, essentially, depending on who is in office. The memorandum also directs the Health and Human Services Department to immediately move to consider rescinding the Trump administration rule blocking health care providers in the federally funded Title IX family planning program from referring patients for abortions. So that was meant to deprive Planned Parenthood of Title X funding. Now Planned Parenthood will be given Title X funding again. So that is all unifying stuff. So much unity. And the unity extends to Congress. More on this in just a second. First, as y'all know, we here at Daily Wire, we started this business as a tiny, tiny business in a pool house, actually. And as the business grew, one of the things we had to focus more and more on was HR. HR is time-consuming and it's difficult, but it's vital for your business. When you're running a business, HR issues can absolutely kill you. Wrongful termination suits, minimum wage requirements, labor regulations, and HR manager salaries, those are not cheap. An average of $70,000 a year. Bambi, spelled B-A-M-B-E-E, was created specifically for small business. You can get a dedicated HR manager, craft HR policy, maintain your compliance all for just $99 a month. With Bambi, you can change HR from your biggest liability to your biggest strength. Your dedicated HR manager is available by phone, email, or real-time chat. From onboarding to terminations, they customize your policies to fit your business and help you manage your employees day-to-day, all for just $99 a month. Month-to-month, no hidden fees. You can cancel anytime. You didn't start your business because you wanted to spend time on HR compliance. Let Bambi help. Get your free HR audit today. Go to Bambi.com/Ben right now to schedule your free HR audit. That is Bambi.com/Ben, spelled Bambee.com/Ben. Again, don't let HR be your biggest nightmare when it could be solved quickly and easily by heading on over to Bambi.com/Ben right now. Schedule that free HR audit, Bambi.com/Ben, Bambee.com/Ben. So I mentioned a few moments ago that the honorable and venerable Representative Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez, again, we are not allowed to call her AOC because she has said that this is either sexist or derogatory in some way, even though it's literally her Twitter handle. But Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez, Representative D-Twitch, she had tweeted out in favor of going after Robinhood. And Ted Cruz said, fully agree. She tweets this back. So much unity happening. I am happy to work with Republicans on this issue where there's common ground. But you almost had me murdered 3 weeks ago, so you can sit this one out. Happy to work with almost any other GOP that aren't trying to get me killed. In the meantime, if you want to help, you can resign. And the entire Twitterverse is like, oh, clap back, oh my God, what, slay queen, and then she continues, while you conveniently talk about moving on. A second Capitol police officer lost their life yesterday in the still-raging aftermath of the attacks you had a role in. This isn't a joke. We need accountability. That includes a new senator from Texas. Okay, so, a couple things. Typically, when you accuse somebody of complicity for murder, you should have some evidence. And she continued along these lines. She didn't stop. You haven't even apologized for the serious physical and mental harm you contributed to from Capitol Police and custodial workers to your own fellow members of Congress. In the meantime, you can get off my timeline and stop clout chasing. Thanks. Okay, first of all, this lady talking about clout chasing, that's literally all she does. It's like Instagram and Twitter, and that's clout chasing for her. What's the last major piece of legislation that had any level of support in the Senate that she supported? Like, what has she done legislatively? The answer is nothing, which is why all of the Democrats kept her off of the committees that mattered. But she said, happy to work with other GOP on this. Yeah, I'm sure you are. I'm sure you are. It's not clout chasing, by the way, to accuse a fellow congressperson of murder, of attempted murder. That's not clout chasing. That's just her being honest and clapping back and slaying queen. I wonder if Steve Scalise has anything to say about this, too. Maybe like Bernie Sanders. Yeah, as long as we are going to just simply suggest that Congress people are responsible for the attempted murder of other Congress people. How about, like, Steve Scalise was almost shot to death by a guy who was a Bernie Sanders follower shouting, this is for health care. Don't see Steve Scalise accusing Bernie Sanders of murder, but this is, like, this is the new unity. The new unity is, if you disagreed with me and then some people did a bad thing and agreed with you, then that means that you are responsible for those bad people. This is ugly. She knows it's ugly. She knows it's untrue. Does anyone reasonably think, like on any reasonable, rational level, that Ted Cruz was complicit in the attempted murder of Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez? I understand the man's the Zodiac killer, but put that aside. Is there like any evidence of that at all? You know that tweet that she sent out, that one where she accused a sitting senator of murder, has 739,000 likes as of this moment? 739,000? Yeah, our country's coming together like nobody's business. I can feel that unity breaking out all over. there's plenty of reason that you can chide Ted Cruz for getting in on what I think was a cynical play to pretend that there was the ability to overthrow electors at the senatorial level during the vote verification. I think that those are legit criticisms. To suggest that he is responsible for attempted murder by nuts shouting QAnon slogans who broke into the Capitol building looking for blood is honestly, it's sick. I mean, like that you have to be kind of a sick puppy to say that sort of thing. Really, that's pretty amazing stuff. And I've been strict on this on both sides, right? I've done this for years. I've said you're not responsible for nuts taking your words, twisting them, and then doing something bad about them. Because human beings and adults have agency. But again, it's not about that. It is about cloud chasing. For Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez, the whole purpose for her is disunity. Lack of unity is going to be the theme. Because the less unity there is, the more people like Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez get to claim that they are on the side of the angels, and they are the fully vested crusaders for truth, justice in the American way, or the Soviet way, as the case may be. In just a second, we'll get to more unity from our members of the House. Lots of unity breaking out, I'm seeing. It truly is amazing, because there could be, there was. I mean, I was there. I remember, right? You were alive, too. We were all alive at this point. If you're listening to the sound of my voice, the chances are you were alive when the January 6th riots happened. And I seem to recall Vice President Mike Pence, the vice president to Donald Trump, standing there and condemning that stuff, and Mitch McConnell, and every other Republican. So the notion that they were complicit in the attempted murder, unless you have some hard evidence of that. Democrats, by the way, have been saying this since January 6th. I would love to see hard evidence of congresspeople who are actively involved with the attempt to kill congresspeople and cops at the Capitol, mainly because I want to see anybody who was go to jail. And those people should go to jail. There's a case that they would be involved in treason if they were. How about like a shred of evidence for that? Gross. We'll get back to more of this in just a second. First, investors, how about a 10% steady real estate-backed monthly cash flow? Have you thought about the only one true supply-constrained asset, real estate? Intelligent, savvy investors need to check out NRIA. NRIA is one of the nation's top specialists and offers 10% annualized monthly payouts with bonuses targeted to 21%. With NRIA, you could see a 10% return on monthly payments with bonuses. You can even use your 401k or IRA to invest. NRIA's 15-year track record and $1.2 billion in new construction development backs you. Invest in this hard asset real estate cash flow fund today for 10% monthly payouts and bonuses. Every smart investor should consider it. Call now, 800-754-83. That is 800-754-83 or visit NRIA.net. An offer to buy or sell any security is only made by private placement memorandum. Read it first. See us at NRIA.net. Alrighty, so all that unity breaking out in the Capitol building, it's really exciting stuff. That's the theme of the Biden administration is unity. So Nancy Pelosi says the enemy is in the House. Yeah, that's always good, is when you say that like there are lots of your actual enemies in the House. So here's Nancy Pelosi talking about this.
I do believe, and I have said this all along, that we will probably need a supplemental for more security for members when the enemy is within the House of Representatives.
What exactly did you mean when you said that the enemy is within? What exactly did you mean?
It means that we have members of Congress who want to bring guns on the floor and have threatened violence on other members of Congress.
Oh, okay. Well, how about some evidence of that? Like, lots of evidence would be great there. If you're literally accusing members of Congress of being complicit with people who are attempting to kill other congresspeople, some evidence would be nice, because that's a criminal charge that you're throwing at somebody right there. So feel the unity break out there. By the way, there would be unity if you show evidence of that, and not only expelling those members of Congress, but having them prosecuted. I mean, pretty obviously. Any evidence forthcoming? Any time in here would be really, really nice. Meanwhile, speaking of, you know, lowering the temperature, so MSNBC had a guest. That guest yesterday suggested that if a radical Muslim used Donald Trump's rhetoric, we would be talking about drones striking them. That definitely is not threatening or violent language in any way.
You know, we had a period after 9/11 where we were trying to get left of boom, as they would say, you know, in counterterrorism, which is, can you get way up the stream of an attack and start to root out all of the confluences which bring about that attack? So as Miles is talking about, he's exactly right. If you took what President Trump said and you instead put it in Anwar al-Awlaki's mouth, we would be talking about a drone strike overseas. So that's one aspect with our political leaders, you know, talking about this rhetoric.
Okay, so yeah, that's great. You know, we would definitely drone strike Trump if he were a radical Muslim, like an Islamist, which he is not. So sure. Can you feel the temperature lowering, guys? Can you feel things getting better? Can you really feel it getting better? Alrighty, coming up. Remember that time when Joe Biden and his family, they had some corruption issues? And the media decided that we shouldn't actually talk about any of that. It was an election. Well, now it's okay to talk about it, apparently. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Paid for by Bar Justice.
Attention all women who have been diagnosed with ovarian cancer. In February and May 2016, Johnson & Johnson was ordered to pay $72 million and $55 million by two juries to two women who contracted ovarian cancer after years of using talcum baby powder products. If you or a family member has been diagnosed with ovarian cancer and used talcum powder prior to the diagnosis, call Talcum Powder Help now today at 800-837-0065. 800-837-0065. That's 800-837-0065.
My daughter Brinley is here at St. Jude. Coming here was literally life or death and was so scary. But St. Jude is fighting for one goal, like this one mission, life. And that gave us hope. We haven't received a single bill from St. Jude, so I really can just...
Bulls, Broncs, Barrels, and the Bandit. Throw in chuck wagon races, roping, bronc riding, and kids mutton busting. It's another year of action-packed Ready Rodeo, May 15th through the 18th, as the toughest competitors challenge the best rodeo stock on the West Coast for top prize money. Book your tickets for bull riding, rodeo, and the annual stake feed at ReadyRodeo.com or at the Rodeo Ticket Office, sponsored by Coors, Tri-Counties Bank, California Highway Patrol, Dignity Health, and Pendleton Whiskey.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. In response to COVID-19, NFI has scheduled online Zoom classroom sessions for CCW and CCW Renewal. These online courses will be followed up with live fire range training, which will complete your certification. Follow-on range training is done with the same great instructors you've come to know and love. Give us a call today at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
With the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
Hey, listen to this. Last Tuesday, I was robbed blind. A thief broke my car window, took my laptop, and ran off. Or at least that's what would have happened if I didn't have Vivint. Instead, here's what really happened. Thief walked up, my Vivint camera detected him, scared him, and he ran away. My Vivint security system doesn't just record crime, it actually prevents it with a flashing red light and a whistle. And the best part is I can check in on my home from anywhere right from my phone, whether I'm at the gym or the office, thanks to Vivint, all is well. If you want a system professionally installed, fit with the best cameras and 24/7 monitoring, call Vivint today. 833-420-4070 for a free quote and lock in free installation and a free month of monitoring service. Vivint, smart security professionally installed. Call 833-420-4070 to get started today. Offer valid for new customers only. System purchase requires monthly service agreement and equipment package. Speak to a Vivint representative today for complete equipment, services, and financing details. Visit Vivint.com for licensing information. Other terms and conditions may apply.
Welcome back to the Ben Shapiro Show. So Joe Biden and his family, kind of corrupt, been corrupt for quite a while. Well, now it turns out that we're allowed to talk about it because he's president. Both the Daily Mail and Fox News reported in late December that Hunter Biden was in the process of offloading his stake in a Chinese private equity firm called BHR, according to the Daily Caller. Only one problem, Hunter Biden still is holding a 10% stake in that Chinese private equity firm. The Daily Mail and Fox News cited an unnamed source with Hunter Biden and his business dealings. But Hunter Biden continues to hold that equity stake through his company, Skeneedles LLC, as of Wednesday, according to Quixinbao and Baidu, two independent services that provide business records on Chinese corporations. Hunter Biden is the sole beneficial owner of that LLC. BHR manages the equivalent of $2.1 billion in assets and is co-owned by the Chinese state-controlled Bank of China. So no possibility of a corruption here, given the fact that Hunter Biden owns a 10% stake in a Chinese government state-sponsored company. And probably that's fine. Meanwhile, Joe Biden had to issue like an actual overt warning to other members of his family for using his name in their advertising. According to Politico, in the midst of his campaign for president, Joe Biden took his younger brother Frank aside to issue a warning. "For Christ's sake, watch yourself," Biden said of his brother's potential business dealings, according to a person with knowledge of the conversation. "Don't get sucked into something that would, first of all, hurt you." Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm sure that was what Joe was typically worried about. Biden, whose tone was both jocular and serious, according to the person, seemed to know what is becoming plainly obvious now. His family's business ties threatened to undermine an administration whose messaging is centered on restoring integrity in the White House. Oh, it's becoming plainly obvious now, you say? Why, oh my, like now, in January of 2021? Some of us had been pointing out that there were corrupt dealings inside the Biden family for years. But it only became relevant, and now, you know what, it's not threatening his campaign anymore. Now it's only threatening his White House. Well, I mean, it's amazing how that happened. I mean, imagine if we had had, like, a copy of Hunter Biden's laptop that was publicly available as of October and being printed in the New York Post. That seems like that might have been relevant. Maybe there's some information, you know, on that laptop about corrupt business dealings between members of Joe Biden's family and foreign adversaries. Maybe we should have reported on that at the time. Oh, wait, you say that social media shut down all dissemination of that information? And that the mainstream news media decided to essentially ignore it, calling it a right-wing plot. Oh, that? Yeah, well, look, it's safely over now. Now we can talk about it. The Politico's talking about it now. Relative's money-making ventures, most prominently his son Hunter's overseas dealings, have long dogged Biden, but it's taking on a new dimension now that he's in the White House. Only a week into his presidency, Biden already has had to answer for matters related to his family. A law firm ad promoting Frank Biden's relationship with the president caused a stir when it ran on Inauguration Day. A federal investigation into Biden's son Hunter has invited scrutiny of just how strict a firewall he'll keep between the White House and the Justice Department. Another one of the president's brothers, James, has previously come under fire for his business dealings. Florida Super Attorney and Democratic donor John Morgan said business sensitivities were coursing through Biden world this week after the report about Frank Biden's law firm. What Frank told me is, my brother loves me dearly, but if I lobbied, he would cut my legs from underneath me. Morgan said Frank Biden told him this week. Oh, yes, I'm sure. I'm sure that's perfectly accurate. I'm sure that if Frank Biden lobbied Joe, Joe would just cut him off dead. It's not stopping Frank from going around touting the fact that Joe's his brother, is it? The intent of Joe Biden's initial conversation, according to the person with knowledge of the conversation, was to protect Frank from being hurt and vilified in the event his big brother Joey was elected to the most powerful position in the world. Okay, I have a feeling that the person who reported this initial conversation might be connected with Joe Biden. Just a thought. It's an anonymous source who's privy to a conversation between Joe Biden and his brother. I wonder who the source could be. So many possibilities, considering there were two people in the conversation, and only one of them benefits from this conversation. But I'm so glad that now we have decided that it's time to cover this stuff. So, well done, everybody. And speaking of which, the Biden administration agenda is already starting to make itself felt in terms of what people would call crony capitalism. It's not, in fact, crony capitalism. It's just called corporatism, where the federal government essentially subsidizes particular business lines that are in line with its thinking. Okay, companies are already taking advantage of this. It is super corrupt, and it is really bad. Typically, companies should serve the customer. They should serve markets instead of serving government subsidies. Unfortunately, now that you have a big government liberal in charge, this is exactly what you're going to get. GM has now announced it will sell only zero-emission vehicles by 2035. Why, amazing that they waited until after Joe Biden took office to announce that they were shifting their entire production line. Almost as though they know that if they do that, and then Joe Biden either forces all the other car companies to do it, or they fail, Joe Biden ends up paying them, that they're fine. So it's a win-win for them. They're a major car company. They can get into this with all sorts of government subsidies. They can know that other companies are going to have to do the same thing. And then, if things go bad, they know that because they did their best for Uncle Joe, Joe is going to pay them. I mean, it's fairly obvious that this is the case. According to the New York Times, the days of the internal combustion engine are numbered. General Motors said on Thursday it would phase out petroleum-powered cars and trucks and sell only vehicles that have zero tailpipe emissions by 2035, a seismic shift by one of the world's largest automakers that makes billions of dollars today from gas-guzzling pickup trucks and sport utility vehicles. The announcement is likely to put pressure on automakers around the world to make similar commitments. It could also embolden President Biden and other elected officials to push for even more aggressive policies to fight climate change. Okay, what it's actually going to push for is Joe Biden to provide massive subsidies to GM. If you think that major corporations don't know where their bread is buttered when a Democrat is in the White House, they know exactly where their bread is buttered when a Democrat is in the White House. Leaders could point to GM's decision as evidence that even big businesses have decided it is time for the world to begin to transition away from fossil fuels that have powered the global economy for more than a century. Love the way the New York Times is pitching this, as though GM doesn't see the writing on the wall, as though GM, in a perfectly free market situation without government subsidies on the table or government compulsion on the other end, would be throwing away its most lucrative lines of business. Nope. They just know, again, that if things go wrong, they get filled in by the feds, meaning you and by me, and that they can also leverage the government into essentially forcing smaller automakers or automakers who don't have the same sort of potential connections with the government into doing things that are costly for them and wiping them out. According to the New York Times, GM's move is sure to roil the auto industry, which between car and parts makers employed about 1 million people in the U.S. in 2019, more than any other manufacturing sector by far. It will also have huge ramifications for the oil and gas sector, whose fortunes are closely tied to the internal combustion engine. Electric cars are the fastest growing segment of the auto industry. They still make up a small proportion of new car sales, only about 3% of the global total. Sales of such cars jumped last year in Europe and China. They remain niche products in the United States. They are bought primarily by affluent early adopters who are drawn to the luxury models made by Tesla, which dominates the business, and by environmentally conscious consumers. All that's fine. But the idea that you're going to replace 90% of the American auto market with electric vehicles, which are significantly more expensive and generally require government subsidies. The reason GM is doing this is they know that there's taxpayer money on the table for them. All this is for GM is about market capture. And that's what happens when you have somebody with a giant bag of taxpayer cash in the White House waiting to blow it, which is exactly what we have right now. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. Capitol Police stepping up security at Washington area transportation hubs to safeguard lawmakers. Bob Agnew reports.
Acting Sergeant-at-Arms Timothy Blodgett says in the wake of the deadly January 6th riot, Capitol Police will now be stationed at area airports and Washington's Union Station Railway Hub on busy travel days. He also says officials are setting up an online portal so lawmakers can notify them of travel plans. Blodgett notes that lawmakers have previously been advised that they can use office expense accounts to pay for security to protect their offices and events in their districts and for self-protection while performing official duties. Bob Agnew reporting.
Capitol Police Officer Brian Sicknick, who was killed during the riot January 6th, will lie in honor in the building's rotunda next week. Congress will hold a ceremonial arrival for the 42-year-old Sicknick Tuesday night, after which a viewing period will be held overnight. Also at townhall.com, President Biden paying a visit to Walter Reed National Military Medical Center to meet with wounded soldiers. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The President, welcome to Walter Reed National Military Medical Center.
The President was welcomed at Walter Reed, where he met with both active duty and retired service members receiving treatment. He referred to those at the hospital as real heroes, and he thanked the staff for their work.
Well, you do wonderful work. You really, really do.
After visiting with wounded soldiers, the President toured a vaccination center at the facility. Greg Clugston, the White House.
Michigan's environmental agency approving construction of an underground tunnel to house a replacement for a controversial oil pipeline in the Great Lakes. State officials have awarded permits to Enbridge for that $500 million tunnel project, company resisting the governor's order to shut down Enbridge's Line 5. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The following is a paid announcement. Past trading results do not guarantee future performance.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the EV stocks boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot EV sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Here's just one example of what you can get with the information delivery system from Metals Industry Report. The electronic vehicles market could see a compounded annual growth rate of around 21.1% through 2026, turning into a multi-trillion dollar industry. Text TECH to 48542 for more info on the EV market and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with your free subscription to the Metals Industry Report. When you text the word TECH to 48542, if you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word TECH to 48542. Text now to get your free subscription from Metals Industry Report. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Text the word TECH to 48542.
Those Americans who were working saw their wages and benefits rise the last 3 months of 2020.
The Labor Department reports U.S. workers' total compensation rose 0.7% in the October to December quarter. That was an increase from the second and third quarters of 2020. For the year, wages and benefits grew 2.5%. The Labor Department's Employment Cost Index measures pay changes for workers who keep their jobs, so the data wasn't affected by the mass layoffs that occurred in the spring. Even though the gains were modest, workers' compensation still stayed ahead of inflation last year, which came in at 1.4%. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Commerce Department says consumers slowed spending by 0.2% in December, cutting back for a second straight month and a worrisome sign for an economy that's still struggling because of the pandemic. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Authorities at the Kremlin clearly rattled by nationwide protest over jailed opposition leader Alexei Navalny.
Officials are moving rapidly to block any new demonstrations, from piling legal pressure on his allies to launching an elaborate media campaign to discredit him. The mass rallies last weekend resulted in over 4,000 people detained and dozens of criminal investigations opened. Scores of Navalny associates and relatives have been jailed, and his top allies face criminal charges that carry prison terms. President Vladimir Putin likened organizers of the protest to terrorists, and lawmakers charged that Navalny was a Western stooge and betrayed his country to the benefit of Russia's adversaries. Navalny's team says it won't give in and is calling for more demonstrations Sunday. Keith Peters reporting.
More heavy losses on Wall Street Friday. The Dow was off more than 600 points, NASDAQ down 265. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Premier, your friendly old change. Premier in all we do.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator, coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Premier changes your fluids while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR, 1460 a.m., or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe. Or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
You don't have to be a Native American to access quality health care. Radiant Rancheria's Churn Creek Healthcare and Central Valley Healthcare are open to anyone with Medicare, Medi-Cal, or Partnership Health. Our health system never charges co-pays, deductibles, share of costs, or even a sliding fee scale. Patients never have to pay to access quality, compassionate healthcare. Radiant Rancheria Tribal Health System, changing how healthcare is delivered. Call us today to schedule an appointment.
At Reading Electric Utility, we recognize the value of education and the impact it can have on our families and our community. Interested in pursuing a career in science, technology, engineering, or math? Start by applying for a college scholarship or technical school grant offered by Reading Electric Utility. For more information about available scholarships and grants, visit cityofreading.org/RU scholarships. Applications must be submitted by March 10, 2021. Your future looks bright.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Room.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
This podcast is for storytellers of all kinds. We discuss everything from the hero's journey to how to slog through that pesky middle section of your book. From filling out your author's toolbox to answering your questions about the craft and the industry. From magic to mayhem.
In January, we're covering pearls from the masters of the craft. This includes names that you know like Stephen King, Lee Child, and Neil Gaiman. In February, we bring you writing prompts for the middle of your book.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
Hi, I'm Arielle Winter. If you're anything like me, your pets are not only your best friends, they're part of your family. American Humane, which has been rescuing animals like Cleo here for more than 100 years, has life-saving tips that can make a big difference in a disaster. When disaster strikes, you want to protect your whole family, including your pets. To help keep your family safe and help our best friends in their worst times, find tips at AmericanHumane.org.
It's a short squeeze. The institutional investor, my concern there is that if Americans start to see the stock market as nothing more than just a casino with a variety of strategies for making money, as opposed to a mechanism that, yes, makes a lot of people a lot of money, including 401ks, including most people in the United States, but also actually is designed through aggregation of information to properly price stocks. If we stop seeing any social value to the stock market, my concern is that what it's actually going to lead to is people withdrawing from the stock market entirely. And in other words, if people are overtly saying, I'm screwing with the stock market just to make money, as opposed to I'm trying to properly value the stock, shorts are a part of that. That this could lead to a lack of institutional trust that could actually cripple one of the only wealth-making centers in America's economy over the past 70 years.
Yeah, I disagree 1,000%. That what you're talking about exists now. Okay, if you take out 401k ownership, the ownership of stocks has drifted a lot, particularly even if you look at ETF inflows, where you do have some inflows, a lot of that goes to bond market, has gone to the bond market. $1 trillion has gone to the bond market over the last the decade, where $100 billion has gone to stocks. And most of that's gone to emerging market stocks, not even American stocks. So that what you've described has already happened. The lack of trust in the institutions that run Wall Street, that was blown to smithereens when they were bailed out for their reckless actions, where American taxpayer dollars backstopped $1 trillion of reckless action so that people who go to work on helicopters from the Hamptons can still buy their fuel, never have to leave, never understand what foreclosure is. So that happened a long time ago. This democratization of the market is bringing people back into the market. You cannot believe the wide swath of people who are now getting in this market. Every age group, every political background, they are seeing it as, okay, I mean, it's nuts. You pick up Forbes magazine, Forbes 400, they all have one thing in common, right? It's the stock market. Either companies are publicly traded or they bought stocks. It's the greatest wealth creation machine in history. And throughout history, all Wall Street has told people, well, tell you what, send me your cash, I'll put it in a fund, and we'll make you 5 or 8% a year. And here's something you can do, though, Ben. Take a look every earnings season. Look at what these firms, Goldman Sachs, if they make less than 40% trading, their stock goes down. So why is the bar so high for Goldman to make 40% every 3 months, but you should make 5%, Mr. and Mrs. America? No, what you've described has already happened. What's happening now could democratize the market even more, create more information. Listen, there's a learning curve to all of this. And by the way, the Reddit folks are just part and parcel of up to 20 million people who've opened accounts. My nephew, he's a single dad of two. He opened an account last year. He's got some Ford. He's got some of this. And so to make them sort of representative of everyone now who has sort of seen the light that they should be invested is also a mistake. So I just think that the Wall Street has blown it a long time ago. The arrogance of Wall Street has blown it. The greed of Wall Street has blown it. And people are saying, I want to control my own destiny. I want to have a little bit more say in what happens to the money that I worked hard to earn in the first place.
We'll get to more with Charles Payne in just 1 second. First, I've been talking about ExpressVPN on this show for months. Why haven't you gotten a VPN yet? Ladies and gents, I'll tell you this. There has never been a more important time to protect your digital rights. That's why I and thousands of my patriotic listeners choose to secure our online data by using ExpressVPN. Did you believe a VPN isn't for you because you can use the internet just fine without one? Well, anytime you go online, your internet service provider can see every site you're visiting. Are you confused about how it works? ExpressVPN is an app for computers and smartphones. It encrypts your network data, reroutes it through a secure server. That means you can use the internet more anonymously without having your activity tracked. Do you think VPNs are complex, only for tech experts? Take it from me, they are not. With ExpressVPN, you launch the app, you tap just one button, you protect yourself. It really is that simple. I trust ExpressVPN to protect my online data because they are rated number one by CNET and Wired. They stand for my values. Now is the time for you to take a stance. Take back your privacy at expressvpn.com/Ben. Get 3 extra months free on a 1-year package. Again, that's expressvpn.com/Ben to get 3 extra months free. Visit expressvpn.com/Ben right now. So I totally agree with the democratization of the market point. That brings us to the second part of the story, which is all of these apps basically deplatforming a bunch of individual investors in a way they never would to institutional hedge funds. You saw Robinhood basically restrict trading on a variety of these stocks, saying that the stocks were too volatile. The original suspicion that was sort of floating around was that they were doing so at the behest of one of their chief investors, who was, in fact, getting absolutely rocked by the GameStop move. And so in order to shore up that investor, they had to shut down the trades. It now appears that it's more likely that they literally did not have the cash to cover the trade, simply because these are more volatile stocks. You have to take more cash in hand in order to cover the risk of those stocks over the 2-day trading and manifesting period. What do you make of Robinhood's move to shut down individual stockholders, and what do you think the impact is going to be?
I think Robinhood chose institutions and hedge funds over their own customers. And yeah, I get what they're trying to say now with the liquidity problem and the financing problem, and that's true, except here's the thing. In this environment, there are literally maybe 10-15% of publicly traded companies that are dead broke. And why are they around? They keep raising money. Raising money right now for a company like Robinhood, which, by the way, is planning a publicly traded offering very soon, is easy. It's one phone call. If they sat there in that boardroom and said, okay, our money situation is at a point where we've got to do something. They could have made one phone call and raised $1 to $10 billion yesterday. They could have made one phone call, but they made a decision and it went against their core group. And by the way, it's called Robinhood. I mean, think about that for a moment. You know, I put out a tweet. I said that, Robinhood, pro tip, next time you call yourself Robinhood, don't let down the people of Sherwood Forest because you got a phone call from the sheriff in Nottingham. It's Robinhood. They're supposed to have the back of their customers at any price. They lured them in. They gave them free stocks. They put out these sexy commercials about people having a piece of the action. Okay, we're with you, Robin Hood. You convinced me. I'm in. At the first sign of trouble, you tell me all I can do is sell a stock? That's the only option? So I'm selling, and the shorts are still piling in. Of course it's going to go down 50, 60%. Are you helping the shorts? I know what they're saying. I think that's spin. I think they made a boardroom decision. It backfired miserably. Again, it's going to be hard to go public, if you mistreat your customers. So they quasi corrected the issue this morning, but that was a terrible mistake on their part.
Charles Payne is the host of Making Money with Charles Payne. There's weekdays from 2 to 3 p.m. Eastern on Fox Business Network. Charles, great to talk to you. Really appreciate the time.
Same here, buddy. Thanks.
All righty. Coming up, we're going to be talking about others who don't understand the financial world, including Elizabeth Warren, who claims that you can raise taxes to essentially infinity and no one who is rich will ever flee. We'll get to that in just one moment. First, let's talk about running your business. There's something that can absolutely kill you when you run your business and you just aren't spending lots of time thinking about it. But that's the whole point. It can kill you. HR, wrongful termination suits, minimum wage requirements, labor regulations. HR manager salaries are not cheap, an average of $70,000 a year. Bambi is spelled B-A-M-B-E-E. It was created specifically for small business. You can get a dedicated HR manager, craft HR policy, maintain your compliance, all for just $99 a month. With Bambi, you can change HR from your biggest liability to your biggest strength. Your dedicated HR manager is available by phone, email, or real-time chat from onboarding to terminations. They customize your policies to fit your business and help you manage your employees day-to-day, all for just $99 a month. They are month-to-month, no hidden fees. You can cancel anytime. You didn't start your business because you wanted to spend time on HR compliance. Let Bambi help. Get your free HR audit today. Head on over to Bambi.com/Ben right now to schedule your free HR audit. That is Bambi.com/Ben, BAMBEE.com/Ben. Again, that is Bambi.com/Ben. Go check them out right now. All right, well, one of the amazing things about our current moment is that people have zero faith in our institutions, and yet there is more and more call for the institutions to have more power. So I found it so weird that so many of these Democrats are suddenly calling on Robin Hood to democratize investing when these are the same exact people who say you can't be trusted with your own money in any other area of American life. One of those people, Senator Elizabeth Warren. We'll talk about it in a second. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Paid for by Bar Justice.
Attention all women who have been diagnosed with ovarian cancer. Johnson & Johnson's baby powder and shower-to-shower talcum products have been linked to ovarian cancer. In February and May 2016, Johnson & Johnson was ordered to pay $72 million and $55 million by two juries to two women who contracted ovarian cancer after years of using talcum baby powder products. If you or a family member has been diagnosed with ovarian cancer and used talcum powder prior to the diagnosis, call Talcum Powder Help now today at 800-831-6155. You may be entitled to substantial compensation. The consultation is free and you'll pay nothing unless there is a recovery in your favor. Don't fight this alone. If you or a loved one used talcum baby powder-based products before being diagnosed or died from ovarian cancer, call Talcum Powder Help now at 800-831-6155. 800-831-6155. 800-831-6155.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Hey, listen to this. Last Tuesday, I was robbed blind. A thief broke my car window, took my laptop, and ran off. Or at least that's what would have happened if I didn't have Vivint. Instead, here's what really happened. Thief walked up, my Vivint camera detected him, scared him, and he ran away. My Vivint security system doesn't just record crime, it actually prevents it with a flashing red light and a whistle. And the best part is, I can check in on my home from anywhere right from my phone, whether I'm at the gym or the office, thanks to Vivint, all is well. If you want a system professionally installed, fit with the best cameras and 24/7 monitoring, call Vivint today. 833-420-4070 for a free quote and lock in free installation and a free month of monitoring service. Vivint, smart security professionally installed. Call 833-420-4070 to get started today. Offer valid for new customers only. System purchase requires monthly service agreement and equipment package. Speak to a Vivint representative today for complete equipment, services, and financing details. Visit Vivint.com for licensing information. Other terms and conditions may apply.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So, one of the beautiful things about being a Democrat is that you don't have to have any relationship with reality, apparently. You can just make up your own pseudo-reality where men are women and women are men, where babies don't exist until after they are born. And even then, maybe kind of they exist, but sometimes not. Also, economics just don't exist in this alternative universe. All the good things that have come from capitalism and free markets, those are natural goods. Those are things that just normally exist in a society. And we can just get rid of all the fundamentals underlying an economy, and all those things will still remain. Elizabeth Warren is a person who engages in such magical thinking. But here is Elizabeth Warren, who is, she lives in a fantasy world all her own, right, where she is a Native American until she isn't. In any case, Elizabeth Warren, she was being pushed on raising taxes, and she fought back on this. And this is why Twitter is the dumbest place on earth, because Twitter was like, clap back, Elizabeth Warren. Strike back, Elizabeth Warren. Twitter is just a place to dunk and be dunked upon and have your fans all cheer you like a bunch of morons. Anyway, here is Elizabeth Warren saying a blatantly untrue thing about economics and people cheering for her because everyone is an idiot.
I'm sorry. There is no evidence that anyone is going to leave this country because of a 2-cent wealth tax. Can we just keep in mind right now in America who's paying taxes? You know, the bottom 99% last year paid about 7.5% of their total wealth in taxes. That's what it pays. The top 0.1%, you know how much they paid? They paid about 3.2%. If they added a 2-cent wealth tax, they'd still be paying less than most of the people in this entire nation. Look, someone has to pay to keep this nation going.
Okay, that is some bullcrap sophistry, what she is saying right there. Because what she is saying is that the bottom percentages pay a heavier percent of their wealth. Why? What is their wealth made up of? Well, typically, if you're poor, your wealth is not made up of actual assets like houses because you don't have a house. Your wealth is made up of your income. So you are paying a little bit in income tax and you are paying some in sales tax. Okay, when you are very, very wealthy, typically you have paid millions and millions and millions of dollars in income tax. And now after tax, you have bought real estate, for example, and then you pay a certain capital gains tax sometimes when you sell a house, for example, and even then, not necessarily. But to measure the amount that you pay in taxes by how much you pay against your wealth is insane, considering that people at the bottom of the economic spectrum have no wealth to tax. Okay, so that's sophistry. Also, speaking of her generalized perspective on whether wealth taxes drive people to leave, so normally what you see from Democrats is, why can't we be more like Europe? Why can't we? Right? Why can't we be more like France, for example? Like, France is a great place. You know, it's a place with art and with croissants and with people who wear weird hats. It's pretty fantastic, France. Why can't we be more like France? Nationalized healthcare, all that. Okay, well, why don't they look to France when it comes to wealth tax? If we're going to see whether wealth taxes work, maybe we ought to look to a place where they tried a wealth tax. Oh, wait, France did. So according to NPR, normally progressives like to point to Europe for policy success. Not this time. The experiment with the wealth tax in Europe was a failure in many countries. France's wealth tax contributed to the exodus of an estimated 42,000 millionaires between 2000 and 2012, among other problems. Only last year, French President Emmanuel Macron killed it. In 1990, 12 countries in Europe had a wealth tax. Today, there are only 3. Why? It was expensive to administer. It was hard on people with lots of assets, but little cash. It distorted saving and investment decisions. It pushed the rich and their money out of the taxing countries. And it didn't raise much revenue. So all of this is just a lie. It is just garbage. It just says stuff that has no relationship with reality. And people cheer her for it because this is the idiot world in which we live. By the way, how is Elizabeth Warren going to make sure that you stay in? She's going to build an economic Berlin Wall. She is planning. Her actual wealth tax proposal was that there would be an exit tax that would confiscate 40% of a person's wealth over $50 million if you renounce your citizenship. So she's just going to lock you in and then tax you. Now, if she started to propose that, how many people above $50 million would immediately shift their citizenship? Like immediately. Yeah, I speak as somebody who left California. And one of the reasons I left California is because of their state tax. And one of the reasons that I left California now is not just because their state tax sucks right now, but because they're looking at raising their state tax, and they have looked at a wealth tax, and they have looked at locking people in to a wealth tax 10 years after you leave the state. So I am case in point of somebody who shifted location, at least in measure, because of tax policy. So did our business. But Elizabeth Warren thinks that you can just grill people and destroy their wealth, and they're just going to sit around for it. Because why not? Elizabeth Warren says so. It's just ridiculous. On its face, it's ridiculous. But here is the beautiful thing about being a Democrat. Again, you have to have no relationship with reality. And everything seems perfectly logical to you, like absolutely 100% logical. So Joe Biden's climate czar is John Kerry, who has not said a correct thing about politics in 50 years. Now, Herman Munster over here is going to be running climate change policy. And he says,
our program is so logical, but I don't understand why anyone would oppose it. Whoa.
John Kerry, complete dolt. Nothing going on between those 2 ears.
We have to do this in a way that people realize all of a sudden, wow, I'm going to be healthier. The air will be cleaner. I'm going to have a beautiful electric car that doesn't make noise, that doesn't spew out pollution. And it works just as well, if not more comfortably, than any other car. I can have a better quality of life because my nation will be more secure because we're producing all of our own energy. This is so logical. I don't understand the opposition.
Okay, well, maybe the opposition has to do with the fact that you are actively undermining American energy independence right now. Like, literally right now. I love that. He's saying,
it's so logical. We're going to create green energy here, and then after the green energy is created, everybody will want our green energy.
We are energy independent right now because of fracking and oil exploration. So what did your boss just do? He just said that he is going to put federal lands off limits to new oil and gas exploration.
But it's logical.
One of the things about being a Democrat, again, everything that appears to be logical to you is just illogical to everyone else. Alrighty, coming up, we're going to get to COVID policy. We're going to talk with a parent who went viral for ranting at Virginia school board officials after they decided that the schools should remain closed. You're listening to The Ben Shapiro Show.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
It's never too late to achieve your dream, to turn a skill into a career. At Shasta College, we have late start classes right now, and online classes where the commute from the couch to the class has never been easier. We're also offering 8-week compressed classes, same units, half the time. Now is the right time to upskill or reskill for high-demand jobs employers are hiring for. Find out more. Visit ShastaCollege.edu today.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5, 1460 AM.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
065.
He was the heart of your family, and he taught you our history. He helped you fix your first flat. He was the best backyard DJ around, and every time he'd tell a story, he'd own the room. But now more than ever, he may feel alone. Today, older adults and their loved ones are struggling to connect in a time when connection has never been more important. But there is something we can do. Embrace our older loved ones through StoryCorps Connect. With StoryCorps Connect, you can honor seniors remotely with an interview about their life. Every interview will be archived at the Library of Congress, becoming part of American history, so that years from now, future generations can listen in.
All right, Grandpa, what's one piece of advice you have for me?
Just three words, sweetheart. Live with courage.
The man that had the best stories still has plenty of stories to tell. So connect virtually and share the conversation of a lifetime at StoryCorpsConnect.org/AARP. Connect, honor, share. StoryCorps Connect. A message from AARP, StoryCorps, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. Well, we have seen so many proponents of the science decide that schools should remain closed despite the science. Very often this is being done at the behest of teachers' unions, as in Chicago. Actually, all over the country, there are teachers' unions who are attempting to leverage school boards into not reopening schools. This, of course, is having a tremendously negative impact on both kids and parents. Brandon Michon is a dad in Virginia. He went viral after striking a chord with parents all across the country. He spoke before the Loudoun County School Board and pled with them to develop a plan that would allow his schools to reopen. He's married to his high school sweetheart. He's the proud father of three kids, 2, 5, and 8. Here is just a little bit of Brandon talking before the Loudoun County School Board the other day.
You're a bunch of cowards hiding behind our children as an excuse for keeping schools closed. You think you're some sort of martyrs because of the decisions you're making, when the statistics do not lie that the vast majority of the population is not at risk from this virus. The garbage workers who pick up my freaking trash risk their lives every day more than anyone in this school system.
Hey, Brandon was right then. He joins us on the show right now. Brandon, thanks so much for joining the Ben Shapiro Show.
Thanks for having me.
So what drove you to speak out before the Loudoun County School Board? I know that parents across the country are frustrated. What specifically drove you to get so frustrated that you actually went out there and tried to talk some sense into these folks?
Yeah, look, we've been going for months, actually, and just without any acknowledgement from the board. And the biggest thing, and I think you just alluded to it, there's no plan, and there has been no plan and no execution. And after going for months and months, and, we talk about a lot of things here, but there were families and children and a father with a handicapped son before me who everything they were saying was going on deaf ears. My 5 and 8 year olds spoke before me. There was no acknowledgement from the school board. No thank you. No even, acknowledgement of these kids and it's scary standing in front of these people. It's scary for adults. And, it kind of got my temperature going. And as I was speaking, I got heated because I wanted people to hear. I wanted them to acknowledge us. And again, I just want them to know that, get a plan, make something, or get out of the way so others can.
And what do you think is the confluence of interest that's leading to all this? Because as you alluded to in your speech, the science on this is pretty well established, that the chief vectors for transmission of this virus are not young kids, particularly kids under the age of 10, that if you are an older kid, if you're in a middle school or something, that it's easier for you to transmit the virus. But the statistics on school teachers that are coming out show that school teachers are at no greater risk than other members of the general public when they are in school and teaching. That's particularly true if you take, very, very basic precautions. Like my kids are in school right now. They've got plexiglass shields up on their desk. They're wearing masks. They are 7 and 4. And everything is fine. They've not had an outbreak at the school. There's a case to be made that even that sort of precautions are actually overkill based on the science. So what exactly has the school board even responded by explaining what exactly is unsafe in the first place?
No, they haven't. And look, I think the CDC, which is supposed to be the experts of disease control, have put out numerous bullet points saying that there's ways to mitigate this and ways to make it safe for kids to go back. Look, I don't want to blame teachers in any way because they've been put in a hard situation as well. No kindergarten teacher signed up to be an online professor. But there are a lot that want to go back. And for those who don't, that's okay as well. But what I think is, you know, it's kind of funny. As you said, your kids are in school and they're wearing masks. My 8-year-old pleaded, said, I will wear my mask. I will socially distance. I just want to go to school. And so the science is saying, the CDC is saying there are ways to get in there. There are ways to do it. But nobody's stepping up and putting forth a plan to implement what the, you know, foremost experts are saying.
So parents are obviously not an organized group. Teachers unions generally are extremely highly organized and extremely well regimented. You see this in Chicago where teachers are literally work in violation of their contract. They actually have a contract to go back to school. They voted to strike despite the fact that they are legally obligated to go back to school. Have you heard a lot of support from parents? Do you think parents are beginning to coalesce around this, or is it still sort of a group of people who are having a tough time getting it together?
Look, it's a tough situation, right? I've had an opportunity to have a voice, but there are so many out there who don't. But I've pled on any media outlet that I can go on is this is the great part about our democratic society is we can go and speak, go online, find your local school board meeting, go write an email, phone in, go in person, do whatever you can, because look, we need to make our schools better, one in general, just for the education for our children, but get them back in school and use your voice because it is scary. It is scary to stand up in front of people. It is scary to, challenge an establishment. But I don't think this is a political party issue. This is just about our children. And I just want my children back in school, just like so many other parents have. And I'm not the only one who's going to these things every week.
So, you know, speaking of that, what do you think the breakdown is in terms of the parents that you're talking to and in your community, as far as how many want their kids back in school, like right now, versus how many are kind of okay with the continuation of Zoom schooling and via internet schooling?
I don't want to throw out any numbers because, like, I don't have the statistics, but all I know is I've been getting a large outcry from people saying, thank you, thank you, thank you for speaking up. I had a similar situation. There's also people saying that, you know, they don't want to. And again, I said, it's okay. If you want to have your kids be online, that's great. But give people the option to send their kids back to school if they want to, because I believe there are teachers who want to, and I believe there are students who want to, and I believe there's parents who want to.
And by the way, it is worth noting here that over 6,000 Loudoun County teachers have already received their first dose of COVID vaccine. So it's not as though the teachers are not being treated, and it's not as though protections can't be made here. Well, that is Brandon Michonne. He is the dad from Virginia who went viral this week. Thanks so much for your time, Brandon. Really appreciate what you're doing out there.
Thanks for having me.
All righty. Coming up, we're going to talk about more bad COVID policy. It's not restricted to school boards. Andrew Cuomo, it turns out, was lying, like, for months. Who could have predicted this? He was lying for months about how many Americans had died in nursing homes in his state. We'll get to that in just one second. First, let us talk about your mail service. Right now, you're using email services that are free, right? And you think, oh, these are great. I mean, they're free. There's only one problem. The way that those email services make money off of your data is that they monetize your data, right? They can look at all your data. They can look at all of your emails, even if you delete an email and really is not really gone. Well, the fine print allows places like Gmail and Yahoo to scan and analyze every email you send, creating detailed profiles of you and your personal life. Your personal messages, financial, medical records, those are locked forever on their servers. They use that stuff to target you with the ads that follow you around the internet, or they could sell your profile to the highest bidder, or they could turn that information over to government agencies. There's all sorts of stuff that they could do. It opens you up to identity theft, phishing attacks, spam. And right now, if you look at big tech, are these folks trustworthy? I think not. This is why I started using startmail.com to secure my email privacy. Startmail keeps my email private. It was built from scratch to help you safeguard your data activity and privacy to keep your email between you and your recipient. Email encryption. It's used for extra privacy and security and to avoid mass surveillance. No reading, scanning, analyzing your mail, no ads, no profiles. When you delete an email, it is gone forever. This is why I recommend using Startmail to protect your email. So dump that spy mail. Get your own Startmail account for pennies a day. Go to startmail.com/Ben today. You will get the first year 50% off. Start taking back control. That is startmail.com/Ben. Startmail.com/Ben. Meanwhile, we are now learning, shock of shocks, that Andrew Cuomo is in fact a garbage heap. So when it comes to COVID policy, Andrew Cuomo has obviously been horrible all the way through. Some of us were mentioning the fact that Andrew Cuomo was wildly, wildly undercounting deaths inside his own state for a long time. He had been suggesting for a long time to Andrew Cuomo that not that many people died in nursing homes. And there are reports for months that Andrew Cuomo was deliberately undercounting deaths in nursing homes by gaming the system. What he was saying is, if you were diagnosed with COVID and you lived in a nursing home, and then you went to a hospital and you died there, not in the nursing home, he counted that as not a death in a nursing home. What does this mean? It means he was undercounting deaths in nursing homes by about 50%. We've known this for months. Now, the mainstream media have decided to catch up on all of this. According to Mediaite, New York State Attorney General Letitia James has accused Andrew Cuomo and his administration of drastically undercounting COVID-related deaths to nursing homes. Citing a 76-page report released on Tuesday, New York Times reporter Jesse McKinley revealed the administration may have cut the death rate in nursing homes by up to 50%. Remember that time when Andrew Cuomo was the most honest of all governors and Ron DeSantis was gaming the stats? And it turns out Ron DeSantis has been way more transparent with the stats than virtually anybody in American government. And Andrew Cuomo is just a damned liar who writes books for profit about how he overcame the COVID crisis by killing all the olds.
And calling for science-based ways to fight this coronavirus. The Academy says that he's being recognized for, quote, his leadership during the COVID pandemic and his masterful use of television to inform and calm people around this world.
Oh, goody, goody gumdrops. So that guy, that was the one you guys gave an Emmy. You said he was the best governor in America. Really well done across the board. And I trust all of you in the media to tell me the truth about COVID and everything else because you were so accurate on this one. I also trust Anthony Fauci, right? Anthony Fauci said that Governor Cuomo was amazing. He did an amazing job in New York.
Call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers.
Call 800-715-9880.
That's right. Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report. Both absolutely free for calling today.
Call 800-715-9880. That's 800-715-9880.
Sponsored by Annuity General. Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of
If a loved one been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months, Zantac may be...
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to kcnr1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Did you know that the city of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activity?
A lot of this stuff, like, say, the news and whatnot, stuff going on in our culture and politics, I found myself being so distracted by voices and so distressed by, like, kind of the stuff going on that I thought, you know, I need to go back to the Bible. I need to go back to God's word and just, like, allow my lens to be shaped that way, not just by really smart people, not just by people who have a lot of good things to say. And there are a lot of people who have a lot of good things to say. But by actually, what's the story? Like, what's the big story? So I had that kind of combination in my head of just like be able to listen to God's word and then allow that to shape my worldview, allow that to shape my lens. And I thought it'd be really great if we could just, how about once a day, have that chance of like 20 minutes and just let my mind, let my heart, let the way I look at the world be shaped, not just by the world, but by God's word.
So were you surprised by the outpouring of support? Because certainly, again, most of the top podcasts are news related, many are entertainment related, but now, this is the first one that I'd ever seen that was Bible related at the top of the charts.
Absolutely. It was one of those things where if someone had asked me, hey, Father Mike, what is your best idea that you think would get to the, you know, top of the Apple podcast charts? I would not say it's me reading the Bible. but I was it really reveals, I think, in so many ways that I wasn't alone in that sense of being, you know, really just constantly distracted and often distressed by but what's out there. And I think it just really touched a nerve in a lot of people. Of course, it's the beginning of the year and people want to, you know, they want to do something they know is good for them. And I think that's, you know, good people, they thought they were, you know, they thought they knew the Bible. Like, wow, I didn't know all these stories. Like, I didn't realize the depth to which there's brokenness in the human condition and even in the chosen people, you know, the family of God that God enters into, you know, so Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob and following, but encouraged by that, not discouraged by that, but really, really encouraged by the fact that God chose these people and he worked with them. He can still work in my life.
And I think that is such an important point, especially because so much of the opposition to organized religion these days is rooted in basic questions that religion answers, but has always provided sort of interesting answers to. So the question that you always get from folks who are not religious is, okay, why would God allow bad things to happen? And it's though right. This is a light that has never dawned on anyone ever before. There are so many people who, again, went to Sunday school when they were 8, 9, 10 years old. And when they go to college and somebody says, yeah, well, then why do bad things happen to good people? And it's as though they've been hit with a brick. And the reality is that the question of theodicy has been a little bit considered by religious thinkers since like literally the very beginning of the Bible. The Bible is filled with stories of bad things happening to good people. It's filled with stories of good things happening to bad people. It's filled with stories of bad people doing good things and good people doing bad things. Like the shaded nature of the human condition is not hidden in the Bible. It's something I think you really get into.
And that's something I'm so glad you brought that up because twofold. One is in the first month, one of the things we do is we not only follow Genesis, we also follow Job. So like right away, I think on day 5, we jump into Job. And again, the feedback from people is like, I've known the story of Job, but I did not know like the depth to which Job dives into that incredible question. And again, doesn't dismiss it. And I think that's one of the things as you're highlighting is there can be a certain degree of postmodern biblical scholarship that will try to, it will do away with those difficult passages. It'll do away with difficult stories. And not only that, but you mentioned the Bible's full of people, good people doing bad things and bad people doing good things. And it goes to the heart of the complexity of us, and especially in our current culture where like, no, if you're a good person, you only do good things. You've only tweeted good things. You've only said good things. And if you're a bad person, everything you are is bad. And I think, in that way, the Bible once again reminds us of there is a bigger world and there is more complexity to the world and also more goodness in each person than I think we're willing to admit.
So, Father Mike, it seems like we're living in a time, generally speaking, the stats show this, of waning religion, increasing secularism, a movement generally away from biblical living and biblical values and the insertion of secular values as sort of pseudo-replacement. A lot of anger, I think, has come out because of that. I think there's a God-shaped hole in the human heart and it's being filled with a lot of really nasty things right now. Do you think that there's going to be, you know...
Or that he was good. And I think that when people really, really search their minds, not just their hearts, but really do the heavy lifting of thinking about where do my thoughts, where do my beliefs, where do my opinions come from, you have to find a source or else you're going to be, you know, try to... You're sawing off the limb you're sitting on.
Well, the podcast is The Bible in a Year with Father Mike Schmitz. Really excited to see it at the top of the podcast charts. Thanks so much for your time. All righty, we'll be back here next week. Study a little Bible over the weekend and then come back here on Monday refreshed. This is The Ben Shapiro Show.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. Growing controversy in New York, where Governor Andrew Cuomo's administration confirms thousands more nursing home residents died of COVID than the state's official tallies acknowledge. Development shows at least 12,700 long-term care residents died of the virus, far greater than the official tally of 8,500. Cuomo says he does not want the crisis to be politicized.
It's not about pointing fingers or blame. It's that this became a political football, right? Look, whether a person died in a hospital or died in a nursing home, it's the people died.
A Capitol Hill chief law enforcement officer says he's tightening security for traveling lawmakers. That move comes as Congress reassesses safety at a time when threats against members were surging even before the riot to the Capitol earlier this month. Also at townhall.com, President Biden defending the $1.9 trillion price tag of the COVID relief package. More on the story from White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
As he pushes for bipartisan support of his rescue plan, the president said that spending the money in emergency COVID assistance will not be a drag on the economy.
We need to make these investments so the economy can grow the remainder of this year and next year. The investments now will help the economy grow.
Mr. Biden, who was joined by Treasury Secretary Yellen for an economic briefing, said the risk is in not doing enough. Some Republicans are balking at the $1.9 trillion price tag, while some liberal Democrats want to spend even more. Greg Clugston, the White House.
Well, the president making his first major visit outside the White House as he went to Walter Reed and visited with wounded troops. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
If you've fallen behind in your credit card payments during the shutdown, you're probably feeling some added pressures. But you don't have to solve these problems alone. Trinity Debt Management can help. All you have to do is give Trinity a quick call, and we'll take care of the rest. No one really knows what the future will bring, but one thing is for sure. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Here's the number.
Call 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976.
Kentucky Senator Rand Paul says the absence of Chief Justice John Roberts proves the upcoming Trump impeachment trial is unconstitutional.
Senator Paul is suggesting Roberts' absence is all one really needs to know to realize the impeachment of a former president falls outside the Constitution. The founding document says the Chief Justice shall preside over an impeachment trial to remove a president, but makes no such provision for impeaching a president already out of office and now a private citizen. Paul's view has its challengers, but only five Republicans sided with Democrats in rejecting his motion this week, declaring the trial unconstitutional. Far fewer than Democrats would need to win a conviction. Bob Agner reporting.
United States has extended the temporary legal residency status for nearly 7,000 people from Syria because of that country's civil war. Department of Homeland Security says temporary protected status would be extended for 18 months. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. For California renters, help is on the way. That story from correspondent John Scott.
California lawmakers have agreed to use $2.6 billion in federal stimulus money to pay up to 80% of some tenants' unpaid rent. But that applies only if landlords agree to forgive the rest of their debt. Governor Gavin Newsom is expected to quickly approve the legislation passed by both the Assembly and Senate on Thursday. It's not clear if $2.6 billion is enough to cover all of the unpaid rent, nor how many landlords will accept the deal. John Scott reporting.
A wild and woolly week on Wall Street as the controversy surrounding GameStop continues. Dow Industrials Friday down 620 points. The NASDAQ dropped 266. Meanwhile, the S&P 500 was up 73 points. New York crude off 20 cents for the day. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m., on KCNR, 1460 AM, or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe, or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
Did the Redding summer heat put a toll on your vehicle? Has your paint faded?
peeling, or even scratched up, it'll get worse faster than you think. You may think it's way too expensive to have painted. Well, think again. You can bring it to Maaco here in Reading and get a professional paint job and save big. With their $4.99 special, Maaco also has interest-free loans for up to a year OAC. Maaco, America's Body Shop, 3045 Crossroads Drive. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992. Have you been involved in a minor accident and find it's not big enough to go through your insurance company? Bring it to Maaco and get it fixed at a fraction of the cost. Remember, it's your choice where you go to have your vehicle repaired. Call Maaco for uncompromised quality, quick turnaround times, and all work backed by the National Maaco Warranty. Maaco, America's Body Shop. Stop in at 3045 Crossroads Drive or call 226-0992. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
We are Women of Vision. We have exciting news. We will no longer be on for Tuesday nights at 6 p.m.
Our new home will be with North State Now, last Thursday of the month, starting January 2021.
North State Now is a magazine-formatted show where every Thursday night a different host highlights people, places, entertainment, local heroes, arts, and Women of Vision.
Women of Vision is a movement, women empowering women. Join us for North State Now, last Thursday of the month, 6 to 7 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM.
Sometimes you have to go away to get away to relax. Enjoy an affordable staycation experience at Wind River Resort and Casino. Standard rooms only $89 a night, Sunday through Thursday. Call or book online now, 1-800-280-UWIN or windriver.com. Offering mobile check-in and check-out, valid through March 20th.
Must have a River Club card. Some restrictions apply.
Use promo code WINTER21. Join us for a safe and comfortable stay at Wind River Resort and Casino.
This is RC from Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. This month's review is Kintsugi by Alec and Bradley. Kintsugi is a pleasurable, medium-bodied experience. Notes of cinnamon, earth, and wood are prominent throughout, with very subtle hints of amaretto and almonds. Come down to the shop for your Kintsugi today, 2143 Hilltop Drive, or visit us on Instagram at Tobacco and Brew.
Disgustingly genius on their part. We have to start employing collective action and leftist strategies to take back democracy, to take back our collective voice, and to take back the constitutional republic. And if there's one thing that an anti-democratic society like leftists now want, silencing free speech, bankrupting their ideological opposition, rendering the MAGA movement politically powerless, attacking political opponents, acting imbecilic like AOC, accusing Ted Cruz yesterday of attempted murder. That's real, not a joke. But this is what happens when you employ a double-digit IQ person in Congress, AOC. But the one thing anti-democratic forces hate the most is they hate the free flow of ideas. But why? Why? Leftists are socialists and collectivists at heart. Everything should be done through state power. Individual liberty doesn't mean anything. The whole essence of collectivism in its simplest, right? That's why when they use collective action to crush democracy, which seems, again, ironic, that's why they're so good at it. Their minds are wired to think like socialists. Everything belongs to everyone. Everything is the commons. Individual liberty doesn't mean anything. Obviously, if you live by those principles, it makes it really easy to organize collectively to defeat and crush your ideological opposition. But one of the ways to do that and to stop your ideological opposition, your freedom fighters, your patriots, your individual liberty folks who believe in liberty and freedom, the best way to do it is to stop the free flow of ideas. Because, ladies and gentlemen, there is nothing more dangerous than an idea. Christianity, capitalism, democracy, and the free flow of information has crushed nearly every collectivist empire, or not right away, but over time in the history of humankind. I had a guy comment on one of my videos the other day. He said, when I said the desire to be free will always overcome the desire to push the beach ball underwater and keep human liberty and freedom extinguished. And some guy laughed. He said, tell that to the hundreds of millions who've died under Soviet regimes, China, and elsewhere. Fair enough. Fair critique. But I could also turn that argument on you. Look at all the tyrants and despots and disgusting filth throughout humankind that have tried to put the beach ball of liberty and freedom underwater. Ceausescu, Mussolini, Hitler. The Soviet Union fell. I'm not telling you it's going to happen overnight. But it almost always happens. Cuba is one of those rare exceptions where they've managed to keep an iron grip over people for generations. Ideas have been dangerous to those regimes. And the symbiote right now, the symbiote, one of our other viewers, I enjoy your emails and your communication, by the way, immensely. I hope you understand that. I read them. I get a kick out of them. I read as many as I can on video platforms, on social media. I read your feedback on the show. Someone said, you keep talking about the symbiote, the Venom character, Eddie Brock in the Marvel comics. And they say, Dan, he's not a bad guy, the symbiote. Venom is an anti-hero. Fair enough. You got it. But still, the Eddie Brock Venom symbiote, we have a symbiote right now trying to crush freedom, crush ideas, and crush conservatives. It's the media, big tech, government symbiote right now. Here's our first story. Newsbusters. The story will be in the show notes. Facebook overhauls platform, will reduce political posts and news feeds. That's it on cue. So how did media folks and big tech collude to stop ideas from getting out, because ideas will crush their monopoly over what you should think? Well, here's a quote from the Newsbusters piece about how Facebook's now going to crush political pages like mine. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg recently commented, one of the top pieces of feedback that we're hearing from our community right now is that people don't want politics and fighting to take over their experience on our services. Really? That happened conveniently after CNN's hilariously named Reliable Sources newsletter, the coffee boy George Costanza puts out at CNN, when they speculated on how major reforms to Facebook will target commentators, specifically popular conservatives. Quote, Zuckerberg didn't elaborate on how Facebook might reduce political content shown to users in their newsfeed. CNN's senior media reporter Oliver Darcy wrote in the newsletter, quote, right-wing pundits such as Dan Bongino and Ben Shapiro have built digital empires, largely driven by their Facebook pages. Will Zuckerberg move to put a dent in their business? Here's Oliver Darcy at CNN, who's bothered by me and my ideas because I exposed him as a fraud. He was on the wrong side of collusion. He was a hoaxster. He was on the wrong side of Spygate, on the wrong side of the coronavirus story, on the wrong side of the HCL story, on the wrong side of Hunter Biden, and on the wrong side of Andrew Cuomo. So Oliver Darcy's embarrassed because he pretends to be a journalist when, in fact, he's a grifting buffoon. So instead of acknowledging his buffoonery and apologizing to the public for being such a moron, falling for the pee-pee hoax, what does Oliver Dopey do? Oliver Dopey comes out and calls for the suppression of people like me and Ben Shapiro and others who exposed him as the fraud he is. And Darcy, in that piece where he says, you know, be a real shame if Facebook crushed their pages and tried to destroy their business. This is the mob mentality of communists like Oliver Darcy, who's, by the way, a sniveling coward. If you saw him in person, he would run away from you and hide in a corner. But Darcy, who's a fraud, this is him practicing the mob mentality, where he walks into the deli in a mob-infested neighborhood and say, you know, it'd be a real shame if you didn't use our private sanitation here. Well, I don't need your private sanitation, Mr. Mobster. I have my own company. It'd be a real shame if your place burned down. Well, what does that have to do with me using your sanitation company? I don't know. You figure it out. That's Darcy. Be a real shame if Facebook took their pages down. Now, well, I'll just start a new company like I always do and pocket more money. Seriously, I save everything because I'm prepared for the day when these people come after me.
The Dan Bongino Show.
Our friends at Chamonix want you to know that Valentine's Day is right around the corner. Ladies, treat yourself to the most luxurious skincare in the world. And gentlemen, give your special lady the spa-quality pampering she deserves in the comfort of her home. During Chamonix's Valentine's Day event, your order of Genucel for eye bags and puffiness will include the new
Zotique Deep Correcting Serum for free. Yes, free. Zotique combines the purest vitamin C with the brightening benefits of lactic acid for a younger, healthier, happier looking appearance. Say goodbye to adult acne, redness, stress breakouts, and hello to increased firmness, smoothness, and a visibly younger looking you. And with its immediate effects, see results in 12 hours or less. Chamonix promises results you'll fall in love with or your money back guaranteed. Call 1-800-525-6553 or visit GenuCell.com. That's GenuCell.com. From now until Valentine's Day, get the classic GenuCell jawline treatment and luxurious GenuCell XV anti-wrinkle moisturizer free with your order. That's 1-800-525-6553 or GenuCell.com. That's GenuCell.com.
Last Tuesday, someone broke into my car and robbed me blind. Or at least that's what would have happened if I didn't have Vivint. Instead, my Vivint Outdoor Camera Pro detected him and scared him away with a light and a whistle. Want peace of mind? Stop crime before it happens with a Vivint system. Vivint, all is well. Call 833-420-4070 to get started today. That's 833-420-4070.
Paid for by Bar Justice. Attention. Have you or a loved one been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months? Zantac may be linked to these cancers. Bladder, colorectal, esophageal, intestinal, kidney, liver, ovarian, pancreatic, stomach, testicular, and uterine. If you or a loved one have been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months, call now. Never stop taking medication without first consulting a physician. Call right now for a free consultation. Call 800-379-9550. 800-379-9550.
Are you drowning in IRS tax debt?
I owe the IRS $37,000.
Get ready for a toll-free hotline. Take advantage of new IRS tax forgiveness programs that may protect you from IRS collection agencies. They have the power to garnish your wages, put liens on your property, and levy your bank account. Civic Tax Relief can help protect you from the IRS.
Civic Tax Relief basically represented me against the IRS, and by the time everything was completed, I didn't owe the IRS anything.
Find out about the Fresh Start program that is now available through Civic Tax Relief. Civic Tax Relief's special tax hotline can help you discover all the relief programs available for free.
I would recommend anyone who has a tax problem to contact Civic Tax Relief.
Just call 800-841-0908. 800-841-0908. Don't wait. Call now. 800-841-0908. 800-841-0908.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Hi, I'm Dr. Jeff Toll with RexMD.com. If you've ever considered trying ED medication, right now you can, and there's no need to visit your doctor's office. You can go online at RexMD.com and get real prescription ED medication delivered direct to you without leaving your home. The process is simple. Here's how it works. Just fill out a brief survey at RexMD.com. Then we'll provide your own private online doctor to find an effective solution just for you to improve your drive and performance. If appropriate, a private online doctor will prescribe generic options of ED medication starting at just $3 per tablet. Your consultation is free, there's no copays, no doctor office visits, and there's no need to visit the pharmacy, as your prescription will be delivered direct to you, and your shipping is always free. At RexMD.com, we've made the process fast, easy, and affordable. Don't wait another minute. Imagine how surprised your partner will be. Visit RexMD.com right now. That's RexMD.com.
Dan Bongino.
Back now on the Dan Bongino Show.
So I just showed you how the media, people like Oliver Darcy, you know, anti-civil liberties, anti-free speech totalitarians like him and the coffee boy at CNN, try to squelch any idea that challenges their hegemony over ideas. And their ideas are wrong, ironically, and ours were right. But I told you it was a symbiote, and government was involved in that, too. Well, government is involved. Oliver Darcy's obviously some kind of a leftist, a totalitarian. That's what they are. These big tech companies obviously are totalitarians. Twitter celebrated when Parler got crushed. Facebook's crushing anyone who's a conservative and tries to put out any kind of political idea people would like. So obviously they're all totalitarian, so they share one big hive mind. But how does government get involved? This piece by Glenn Greenwald in his Substack, please subscribe to it. Glenn is a classical liberal, not a leftist. In other words, he believes in liberal ideas. He is not a conservative. Again, I want to be clear so you understand. So you don't think on this show that all we do is celebrate conservative ideas. We'll actually cross the aisle when people have something substantive to say. Because Glenn's a smart guy. Glenn Greenwald's Substack. Go to Substack and subscribe to his stuff. It's amazing. This will be up at BonginoReport.com today as well. And if you want to read it, I always have an ask. Again, I'm sorry for apologizing, but I don't like asking you stuff. It drives me crazy when people ask me to do stuff. Please go to my newsletter and subscribe. I will send you these articles every day. We will not spam your inbox. It's Bongino.com/newsletter, and you'll see this amazing piece of work. Glenn Greenwald, The New Domestic War on Terror is Coming. No speculation is needed. Those who wield power are demanding it. The only question is how much opposition they will encounter. So the Rahm Emanuel, former Obama chief of staff, the Rahm Emanuel theory has always been never let a crisis go to waste. Well, the left is using the events of January 6th, of course, to initiate a new domestic war on terror, and they've been actually pretty open about it. They're not hiding it. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the weaponization of language which fills out the symbiote. Government, big tech and big business, and media. The government is now using the incitement of language, the incitement of violence language and verbiage to tag anyone they disagree with, in fact, that incitement to violence label. And with that incitement to violence label, there is going to be an effort by the same government entities, to use and weaponize government to shut you down and investigate you. From the Greenwald piece, quote, neoliberalism and imperialism do not care about pseudo fights between the two parties or the cable TV bickering of the day. Remember what I told you yesterday. This is not Republican versus Democrat. This is the elite bow tie wearing class that are all benefiting and massaging and sniffing each other's hair. Them, big business, big tech, big banks, the whole Robin Hood class. Government, bureaucrats in the swamp versus the rest of us. It's nothing to do with Republican versus Democrat. Let me read that opening line again, and it'll make sense because Greenwald recognizes this. Neoliberalism and imperialism don't care about the pseudo fights between the two parties or the cable TV bickering of the day. They don't like the far left or the far right. They don't like extremism of any kind. They don't support communism, and they don't support neo-Nazism or some fascist revolutions. They care only about one thing. Disempowering and crushing anyone who dissents from and threatens their hegemony. They care about stopping dissidents. All the weapons they build and institutions they assemble, the FBI, the DOJ, the CIA, the NSA, oligarchical power, exist for that sole and exclusive purpose, to fortify their power by rewarding those who accede to their pieties and crushing those who do not. You're damn right, Glenn Greenwald. Don't get lost in this Republican versus Democrat fight. As I've said to you often, the Republicans are not the answer to your problems. However, currently, the Democrats are the cause of your problems. Meaning we have to focus on ideas and strategy and how to implement those ideas and strategy and not get lost in, well, let's dump the Republican Party label and call it the Patriot Party. It doesn't matter what you call it. You're still getting lost in the, it's interesting how people say, I don't believe in the uniparty. Democrats and Republicans are all saying, so I'm going to start a third party. You're doing the same thing. You're getting lost in the label and losing the strategy.
You have to learn to act collectively, like I said in the beginning of the show. How do you learn to act collectively by division? How? It's not, they're the opposites. You've done a 180. I want to learn to emulate the left. Act collectively. Fight for liberty and freedom. Fight back against the totalitarian bow tie wearing crowd, the elitist snobs that have us all under ideological attack every day trying to squelch us. And we're going to get this done how? By dividing our forces? It makes no sense. We have to fortify our political power. It's the ideas and the strategy. It's not the label. The ideas and the strategy matter. It'll only be an election cycle or two before they take over and monopolize the Patriot Party, too. Don't get lost in the label. Focus on the strategy. I discussed in the show 2 days ago, not yesterday's show, but the day before, how we're doing it now. We're learning, sadly, how to boycott, too. I wish economically boycott. I wish we didn't have to do it. It's stupid. It is. It's economically inefficient. But the left is destroying the economy and boycotting good conservative companies and companies that are just free speech companies, too, like Parler, which I was a part of. They're just doing it to crush them, not because they're not economically efficient companies or they don't provide a service, but because they don't like them. The only way to fight that back is to act collectively and do the same thing. I talked about how conservatives are starting to fight for seats on boards. Leftists have done that for decades. We've let them do it. They've taken over corporate boards everywhere. They're trying to do it right now with Exxon. Look at GM. GM just announced yesterday, we're getting away from gas-powered cars, moving to full electric. Good luck with that. I have GM stock. I got to get rid of that. I'm just waiting. I'm just waiting for the capital gains, the long-term capital gains. Greenwald is right. Stop getting lost in the labels and everything else. The elites and the bow tie wearing class, they don't care about Democrat versus Republican, so why do you? They care about unifying, getting board seats, boycotting people that don't matter, crushing free speech, magnifying media voices that lie to you, and crushing media voices that tell the truth. How are you fighting back? We're dividing our forces into a third party that'll never work? That doesn't make any sense. We got to recognize the problem and the strategy before we can defeat people who are trying to crush freedom and liberty. We have to learn to spread our ideas. I brought up on Wednesday's show as well, not to repeat the material, but how the left wants to destroy conservative truth tellers on social media and on the internet. They're going down the value chain, get people pulled off servers. You saw what happened with Discord and Reddit. Robinhood stops trading yesterday of a stock. Incredible. A stock that free people wanted to buy. A lot of reasons for that, but it happened. Subreddits being pulled down where people are telling the truth about what they want to do about stock buys. So what are we doing? We're learning. We're learning to use blockchain and other things to distribute information over the entire world internet. What are they going to do? Shut the whole internet down? People said, don't give them any ideas. They can't. They can't do that. It's not possible. They can try. It's not possible. We're learning.
The Dan Bongino Show.
I've been talking about ExpressVPN on my show for months. Why haven't you gotten a VPN yet? Maybe you thought, hey, it's America. We have free speech and privacy laws. And so you hesitated. Perhaps you believe Congress wouldn't allow big tech to censor and spy on you, and so you didn't act. Well, I'll tell you this. With the Democrats in charge of government and your liberty under attack from all sides, there's never been a more important time to protect your digital rights. That's why I and thousands of my patriotic listeners choose to secure our online data by using ExpressVPN. You think VPNs are complex and only for tech experts? Take it from me, they're not. With ExpressVPN, you launch the app, tap just one button to protect yourself. It's really that simple. I trust ExpressVPN to protect my online data because they're rated number one and they stand for my values. Now is the time for you to take a stand. Take back your privacy at expressvpn.com/Bongino. Again, that's expressvpn.com/Bongino to get an extra 3 months free. Go to expressvpn.com/Bongino.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision.
Although Coach Master is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coach Master has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coach Master, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Why did you switch to Dish?
Everything was going okay with DirecTV.
But our bill was out of control. We saved $280.
$270.
$300. Like, holy...
savings.
Hey, guys, this is Doug Tooley with B&T Satellite, your authorized Dish retailer. We've been offering holy savings like these since 1999. Being local, we listen to your needs in the TV entertainment, and we give you the best that we can. At B&T Satellite, we've saved some of our customers $600 to $1,200 per year, and these prices are locked in for 2 years. Skip the 800 number waiting on hold for long periods of time. Call 241-3474. That's 241-DISH. And if you already have Dish, call us and we'll help you find great ways to upgrade and save money in the years to come.
Call me, Doug Tooley, 241-DISH. That's 241-3474.
B&T Satellite is a Dish authorized retailer. Restrictions apply. Ask for details.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at estategranite.com.
800-501-3689.
Dan Bongino.
Back now on the Dan Bongino Show. Now, I opened up the show by telling you, listen, this isn't us versus them fight. Don't let anyone tell you otherwise. It is. So why is this GameStop story? Why is it an us versus them story? Because, folks, the reason people are understandably, and me as well, really candidly pissed off at the hedge fund Wall Street industry that's been funding Democrats and cycling people in and out of power in D.C. forever is because they have different rules than the rest of us. We have every right to be pissed off. And it's summed up incredibly in a piece in LifeSet today by Stephen Pomper. And by the way, I saw this, to be candid, open, and honest, because I always am with you. There's an app called Meltwater, and they send me an email every morning. And when your name or a website pops up in it, so I found this article today because my name was in it. I'm not putting it in there, though, because my name is in it. I'm putting it in there because it's good. It'll be in the show notes, bongino.com/newsletter. Read it. It says, quote, "No American unity is possible until people reacquire common American values." I have a screenshot I'll get through here for a minute. But this is why people are understandably pissed off at that retail investors who are using the Robinhood app got snaked by a bunch of Wall Street hedge fund guys, because the Wall Street hedge fund guys get to play by different rules. They short a stock for a company people believe in, GME, GameStop. They believe in it. They put their own money behind it. Whether they're wrong or not doesn't matter. It's on them. The Wall Street guy's logic is, oh, these people are stupid. They're investing in a company. It's not worth it. They're going to lose money. That's fine. They're free. Let free people lose money if they want. It's not your business. Shut your pie holes. So what happened? All of a sudden yesterday, as people are trying to either get into the GameStop stock to buy more of it, to defeat the short business on the hedge funds that are shorting it, betting it's going to go down. People are buying it, betting it's going to go up. Why else would you buy it? All of a sudden, they get shut out of buying it on some apps out there. That sounds kind of rigged, doesn't it? The Wall Street guys weren't shut out. In other words, they're playing by a different set of rules than the rest of us. Quote from the LifeSet piece. Glenn Beck and Dan Bongino have been banging a drum in a recent chorus that makes infinite sense. Unity is not possible until the people of our nation restore our common values. Americans used to find uniting values in the principles contained within our founding documents, the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, and supporting literature, the Federalist Papers, and others. Remember, the right has not changed their view of America and the striving to create a more perfect union. It's the left that's changed, striving to create a more socialist union. Amen, Brother Stephen. I've been warning you about this forever, and it's why the GameStop story isn't us versus them. It's why the events of January 6th have troubled so many people like me, who looked at that and said, there's no excuse for this. It should be called out immediately. It's not how we do business. And yet the left still attacked us. Look at the right inciting violence. How? How exactly was this show inciting violence? How? Do you even watch my show? Or are you really that stupid like Oliver Darcy? Just go, I'm begging you on the left, the hacks that say this, to go back and view episodes over the years where we have repeatedly, multiple times, not to virtue signal anyone, but because I believe it in my heart and soul that the only path to a unified constitutional republic, unified in basic principles, not every single idea, there are going to be disagreements on taxes, on healthcare, on education. But we should be unified in basic things like free speech, the right to practice your religion openly, the right to petition the government, assemble and protest. Those should be basic ideas we all agree on. But the way to get any of that done is not through violence. I have said that repeatedly because it's right. And yet with the GameStop situation in January 6th, the left were the people sanctioning violence by Antifa and BLM, openly sanctioning it, by in some cases saying, well, what's wrong with riots? These are peaceful protesters. People were burning down cities. The left was doing that. And I argued to you that you calling us out over January 6th, when our principles have remained consistent, I don't accept the violence of January 6th, nor violence anywhere else. And we've been consistent on that. It's you idiots that haven't done it. And there's no unity going forward, and it never will be until we can agree on that common set of principles that we should be talking out ideas, not beating the snot out of each other. Until we can agree on that unifying principle, there is no future. What, we continue to preach, as I've done in the show, nonviolence, while you punch us in the face? No, no, no. Stop talking about unity. There will be no unity until we can all agree on a basic set of rules. You can't have a boxing match, an appropriate analogy right now, where one side comes in with a chainsaw, a knife, and no boxing gloves, and you come in with 20-ounce gloves and no headgear, and he's trying to saw your arms off. That's not a boxing match because there are only rules that apply to one side. Wait, I have to box and he gets to use the chainsaw? That's not fair. Wait, the left gets to sanction BLM and Antifa violence? We call out violence everywhere and we're the bad guys? Wait, the left gets to lie about collusion, Spygate, the WHO, coronavirus, Andrew Cuomo, Hunter Biden, chloroquine, Spygate, and everything else, and then gets to call us out for misinformation? Wait, the left and their hedge fund billionaires have donated the majority of their money to Joe Biden and the Democrats because they provide a protective government cabal for them. They get to sell their stock and trade their stock and buy their stock whenever they want. But the great unwashed masses like us, we don't get to do the same thing. And you're wondering, people like on cable news and elsewhere are wondering why we were pissed off about this GME GameStop story. And we think it's an us versus them. Maybe that's why. Because it is. Because it is an us versus them. They have a different set of rules. They do whatever they want. And yet we have to abide by a separate set of rules. No violence is their fault, no matter what they do. Every piece of violence that happens is your fault, despite the fact that you've called for nonviolence and you had nothing to do with the actual violence. No, you've incited violence. How did I do that? We're talking about liberty, freedom, school choice. All that other stuff, that's inciting violence now. You are now a domestic terrorist. Read the Greenwald piece if you don't think that's coming. One set of rules for the elite snobs and another set of rules for us. Enough of this trash. It will be one set of rules for all of us. And we are the ones on the side of that. And until we turn their rules back on them, they'll never change. They want a boycott, we got a boycott. They want to organize, we got to organize. They want to protest, we got to protest. It's the only way.
The Dan Bongino Show.
When running a business, HR issues can kill you. Wrongful termination suits, minimum wage requirements, labor regulations, and HR manager salaries are not cheap. They're $70,000 a year. I'm Alan Jones, founder and CEO of Bambi. I created Bambi specifically for small business. Get dedicated HR manager, craft HR policy, and maintain your compliance, all for just $99 a month. Seriously. Let's change HR from your biggest liability to your biggest strength. With Bambi, your dedicated HR manager is available by phone, email, or real-time chat. From onboarding to terminations, we customize your policies to fit your business and help you manage your employees day-to-day, all for just $99 a month, period. Month to month, no hidden fees, cancel anytime. Get a free HR audit today.
Go to Bambi.com/Bongino. Spelled BAM to the BEE.com/Bongino. Go to Bambi.com/Bongino.
Hey, listen to this. Last Tuesday, I was robbed blind. A thief broke my car window, took my laptop, and ran off. Or at least that's what would have happened if I didn't have Vivint. Instead, here's what really happened. Thief walked up, my Vivint camera detected him, scared him, and he ran away. My Vivint security system doesn't just record crime, it actually prevents it with a flashing red light and a whistle. And the best part is I can check in on my home from anywhere right from my phone, whether I'm at the gym or the office, thanks to Vivint, all is well. If you want a system professionally installed, fit with the best cameras and 24/7 monitoring, call Vivint today. 833-420-4070 for a free quote and lock in free installation and a free month of monitoring service. Vivint, smart security professionally installed. Call 833-420-4070 to get started today. Offer valid for new customers only. System purchase requires monthly service agreement and equipment package. Speak to a Vivint representative today for complete equipment, services, and financing details. Visit Vivint.com for licensing information. Other terms and conditions may apply.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-785-9132. That's 800-785-9132. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-785-9132.
Paid for by Bar Justice.
Attention all women who have been diagnosed with ovarian cancer. In February and May 2016, Johnson & Johnson was ordered to pay $72 million and $55 million by two juries to two women who contracted ovarian cancer after years of using talcum baby powder products. If you or a family member has been diagnosed with ovarian cancer and used talcum powder prior to the diagnosis, call Talcum Powder Help now today at 800-837-0065. 800-837-0065. That's 800-837-0065.
For the safety of students, families, and teachers, schools across our country are closing.
School closures can have significant and lasting consequences, particularly for vulnerable students, students who may face hunger, homelessness, and even trauma.
That's where our organization, Communities and Schools, can help. For years, we've had caring adults inside schools helping these students stay in school.
Now, we are taking our work beyond the school walls. Our caring adults are delivering meals, providing household supplies, connecting kids with online classrooms, and using technology to maintain the one-on-one relationships we know can transform the lives of students and their families.
Communities and Schools, going wherever we are needed, doing whatever it takes to empower students to succeed in school and in life.
To see how you can help kids succeed, visit communitiesinschools.org.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed the bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal services and technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks like timekeeping, HR, billing, client intake, and more. So you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
Hollywood elite refused to produce this film because it didn't fit their political agenda. Daily Wire doesn't believe in censorship, so now you can stream Run, Hide, Fight at DailyWire.com. Run, Hide, Fight follows the story of Zoe Hull, a high school senior whose school comes under siege by four gun-toting students.
This is high school. Nothing that happens here matters in the real world.
Get down on the ground!
Okay, you have a live shooting situation in the cafeteria.
Zoe. Take the shot.
Is it safe to say that this might be our guardian angel?
Do you want more people to die?
Isn't it ironic that after all your hard work, people aren't going to remember you?
No.
They're going to remember me.
Daily Wire subscribers can stream Run, Hide, Fight today at DailyWire.com for free. Not a member? Use promo code DAN, D-A-N, and save 25%. Run, Hide, Fight is rated TVMA. Viewer discretion advised. Paid for by Daily Wire.
Dan Bongino.
Now let me explain this GameStop story a little bit. On a little bit of a lighter note, it is a Friday. Talking about the little guy versus the organized elite bow tie wearing crowd. There was a little guy on Reddit a while ago. This just didn't happen yesterday. He posted on Reddit in this Wall Street Bets forum. He posted basically his long play on GameStop. Remember, shorting a stock means you're betting it's going to go down. That's what you're doing. But going long on a stock means you're betting it's going to go up. So you acquire the rights to buy it at a certain price. You think the stock's going to go to 1,000 and it's currently at 500. You buy, you know, you go long on it and you buy the option to acquire the stock at, say, you know, whatever, $550. Great for you because you think it's going to go to 1,000. So if you can buy it at 550 and it does go to 1,000 and you can sell it at 1,000, you just made yourself $450 for each option. Pretty nice, huh? That's the reverse of a short. So this guy, let's call him Deep on Reddit, he posts...
Hi, I'm Liz Ponce. We at Lassen Canyon Nursery love to support the Shasta County Farm Bureau, Shasta District Fair, and the Haven Humane Society, just to name a few nonprofits that are dear to our hearts. We are proud to live in a community that celebrates unsung heroes who give back, and we invite you to give where your heart is to help build a stronger community together. Please remember to visit Lassen Canyon Nursery before you plant your strawberry patch this spring.
Yeah, we'll be counting stars.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com. Join me weekday mornings from 6 to 7 with the Sue McClain News Hour. I'll have your up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by free fire radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. From noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal to riding routes, pop culture, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune into Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Anymore? Ha! What a buffoon. Not so much. Turns out that our friend Deep on Reddit, he'd done kind of a deep dive into GameStop and had some knowledge that the elites were either too stupid to figure out or just kind of gaffed off. He knew GameStop had assets. They had some cash. And that they weren't as broke and bankrupt as everybody said they were going to be on the short side. The big, super smart hedge funds that said they were going to go bankrupt. So Deep went long and bet the price would go up. Again, people kept mocking him and mocking him. Well, what else did he know? He not only knew that GameStop had cash and had some assets, so they probably weren't going to go bankrupt right away like the short sellers thought, but he figured out that the short sellers were so aggressively trying to crush GameStop, they'd shorted the stock so much that the available stocks to buy, we call the float, right? They had shorted about 300% of the float. So he figured out in his head, not only is GameStop in a decent cash position or not so bad, but sooner or later, these people positioning in Wall Street for a crash in the stock and who bought all these short positions, they're going to have to go back and buy back the stock they borrowed and sold. But ladies and gentlemen, they shorted it so much, there wasn't enough stock to buy. They shorted positions about 300% of the available stock. Kind of creates an issue, right? Because then when they had to pay to buy the stock that had gone up dramatically, now they're bidding against each other to buy back the stock they borrowed because there isn't enough stock to buy, which drove the stock even higher. Now they're in a panic. Oh, Deep looks like a genius. Deep took the long position. Long position means you bet the stock was going to go up. It keeps going up and up and up because all these idiots who took the short position now had to go buy back a stock. There wasn't enough stock to buy. Deep figured it out that there wasn't going to be enough stock, that there was they had shorted 300% of the available stock, and they were all bidding against each other in a panic to get the stock, to buy it, to pay it back to the person they borrowed it from before it goes up even more and they lose even more money. As they were competing to buy the stock, not only amongst hedge funds that had shorted it, but amongst retail investors who were buying the stock too, betting it would go up, driving the stock even higher. Deep understood some. I say, I don't know who this guy is. No idea. Never met him again. I'm not vouching for anyone. All I'm telling you is he knew something. There was a knowledge asymmetry there. Knowledge asymmetries the elite bow tie wearing crowd has taken advantage of for years. the inside baseball game up on DC. They know better than us, so they use it to screw us. The stock game, they've known better than us for years. The rules and regulatory game, they've known better than us. They've used it against us. They, the bow tie class, they have used knowledge asymmetries, knowledge they had and acquired, in some cases illicitly, against us forever. And now, when a little guy deep goes and just gets knowledge himself, legally, by the way, from all I know, just looks at the GameStop float, looks at the short positions, looks at GameStop's cash, and uses it against the big guys, and engages in this initiative that starts a popular revolt against short sellers, Wall Street and everyone goes crazy. Facebook is now shutting down groups that discuss the GameStop stock. When the subreddit was shut down, one of the server companies pulled the server. The SEC's investigating. I'm hearing federal law enforcement's involved. The Biden administration is following it. Following what? Following what? Following the fact that some Joe Average investor on Reddit figured out that the big guys were really stupid and used his knowledge to win in a game they've been using against us forever? And all of a sudden, this is a national scandal? So let me just conclude by saying it isn't us versus them. The us versus them is that the rules that apply to us don't apply to them. They make up their own rules and then screw us. And then we use their rules against them, knowledge asymmetries, boycotting. They get pissed off and they push the beach ball under the water because they're totalitarians and they try to crush our ideas because if an idea spreads like Christianity, capitalism, democracy, and other powerful ideas, that means the end of them and their totalitarianism, and they hate it. They hate real warriors for liberty and freedom. For everyone. They hate that. They use collectivism to defeat collective action for their enemies, ideologically. A couple asks for you. Please make BonginoReport.com your home for your morning news. BonginoReport.com. It's the best conservative news aggregator out there. Bookmark it. Make it your homepage. I promise we deliver the best stories of the day. The Glenn Greenwald story is there as well. Also, subscribe to my video show. We're closing in on 1.4 million subscribers. It is absolutely free. Just go to rumble.com/Bongino. Watch the show there. It's a free speech alternative to YouTube. Rumble.com/Bongino. Thanks again for tuning in. Really appreciate it. I'll see you all on Monday.
Good day, sir.
You just heard the Dan Bongino Show.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. Federal appeals court has ruled the U.S. government could resume expelling immigrant children who crossed the southern border unaccompanied. U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia's circuit stay of a lower court ruling allows President Biden's administration to resume expulsion of former President Trump under a public health policy, citing the pandemic. FBI now offering $100,000 for information on those who planted pipe bombs in Washington the night before the Capitol riot. Bob Agnew explains.
The Bureau has upped its reward from $75,000 to $100,000. The increase was posted on Twitter, along with an image of an unidentified suspect the FBI believes planted pipe bombs outside both the Republican National Committee and Democratic National Committee headquarters the night before the riot. The photo is among evidence cited by Trump supporters who suggest the riot was pre-planned, not sparked by the president's speech that day to supporters on the National Mall. Bob Agnew reporting.
Also at townhall.com, consumer spending slowed in December, a troubling sign for an economy still hobbled by the pandemic.
The Commerce Department reports consumers curbed their spending 0.2%. December's decline followed a seasonally adjusted 0.7% drop in November. The numbers offer an indication of the extent to which Americans hunkered down as COVID-19 infections surged, avoiding travel, shopping, and dining out. Since a brief rebound last spring, consumer spending has barely grown during the pandemic. Sales at retailers have declined for three straight months. One positive in the Commerce Department report, personal incomes rose a modest 0.6% after 2 months of declines. Ben Thomas, Washington.
And more on these stories at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
With a Democratic sweep officially in place, we are now at the mercy of tax and spend economics. Get ready for runaway national debt pushing the further devaluation of the dollar. So if you haven't invested in gold, now is the time to protect your savings. Birch Gold Group is the premier precious metals IRA company in America. With an A-plus BBB rating and thousands of satisfied customers, Birch Gold can help you move an eligible IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by gold. Go to birchgold.com/radio for your free information kit. That's birchgold.com/radio.
The 48th annual March for Life held in Washington. Here's Bernie Bennett.
By the dawn's early light.
The March for Life began with the national anthem sung by gospel singer Matthew West. The 48th annual demonstration happened mostly online this year due to the pandemic. March for Life President Jeannie Mancini outlined the theme for a year ending in such disarray in the country.
Our theme for this year is Together Strong, Life Unites.
Live Action President Lila Rose says as power in Washington changes, the march continues to be important.
Our politics will not change until our people change.
Bernie Bennett reporting.
The Army says 11 soldiers have become very sick after the GIs drank antifreeze they thought was alcohol. That at Fort Bliss, Texas. Two are still in critical condition. All are being treated at a military hospital. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. A former mayor of Atlantic City will be spending some time behind bars. John Scott has that story.
Frank Gilliam was sentenced to 30 days in jail and 11 months of house arrest for stealing $87,000 from a youth basketball program that he established. He could have gotten nearly 2 years in federal prison. Judge Joseph Rodriguez said Gilliam's theft hurt poor children in Atlantic City, in whose name the former mayor solicited money, only to spend it on clothing, meals, and vacations for himself. John Scott reporting.
Looking at those wild numbers on Wall Street Friday, when all was said and done, Dow Industrials lost 620 points, closing the week at 29,982. NASDAQ was off 266 at 13,070. The S&P 500 actually gained 73 points at 3714. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hey, guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Roots.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
This podcast is for storytellers of all kinds. We discuss everything from the hero's journey to how to slog through that pesky middle section of your book. From filling out your author's toolbox to answering your questions about the craft and the industry. From magic to mayhem.
In January, we're covering pearls from the masters of the craft. This includes names that you know like Stephen King, Lee Child, and Neil Gaiman. In February, we bring you writing prompts for the middle of your book.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
Unless somebody stops them.
Or feeds them to it.
You know, Trading Places comes in handy for more news stories than probably any other movie from modern times, anyway. Yes. Crash the market. Market. Who says the little guy can cash in on Wall Street? That's not going to be allowed. So much of that whole Robin Hood thing, you know. I've noticed that lefties don't understand the concept of Robin Hood. They really never have. Well, it's not that they don't understand it. They take it, they torture it into another shape, and abuse it like they do with pretty much everything else. They're the left, after all. They're not liberals, they're the left. Completely different proposition. Is it Friday already? How did that happen? Gosh. I know nobody's looking forward to the weekend or anything like that. And another week of crazy in the United States of America, thanks to the Democrat Party, really. Thanks to the Democrat Party. These Democrats, they were very affected by this little melee up on Capitol Hill a few weeks ago. They're still wetting their pants. They just can't get over it. And they have no memory of hundreds and hundreds of riots across the country and the thousands of police officers injured. No memory of the billions in damage. No memory of the burning city blocks and the phony skinhead news media people like Ali Velci telling us that it's mostly peaceful, even though it looks like Dresden.